Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Oh, I believe the best show's live. Am I wrong?
You're not wrong.
Not wrong. Best show's back, suckas. It's me, author Tom Sharpling. What's up, everyone? The author of the acclaimed memoir, It Never Ends, coming out July 6th. And you go to TomWroteABook.com. You want more information on that? We got all places you can pre-order it up there, and you get a signed book plate. That's available too over there. You go there and just check it out. It's a very easy. Anybody who pre-orders it in the U.S. gets a signed book plate. You just got to send in your proof of purchase. Just zap it on in, internet style. Yeah, you got to do it before a book comes out, though. You got a month. Got a month. It's go time, my friends. And this week we also have announcement. I'm the exciting announcer. This is the exciting announcement. This is our friend Nick Thorburn. His album, Island's new album, comes out on Friday. Islamania, we'll hear something from that in a second, commemorating the release of a great album by a great band. And I also got some podcast with Nick where we talk about the Islands catalog. It's a two-parter. First part went up in depth. It's great. We go through each and every album. You check that out. It's called Islamania. That's the name of the podcast. And tonight on the show, what we're going to do is we're going to finish off this 50 greatest snacks list. Once and for all, top 50 snacks. I'm not sure how many slots we have opened, but we're going to close it tonight. And we will also name your band. You got a band you want named? We'll name it. Or we can just come up. If you have band names, we'll put them on a list. And if you've got a band and you hear the list, you just take a name off the list. That's what we're doing tonight. The number 201-332-3484. You want to get in on the action? Call up, and I tell you, it is time to begin the best show.
Jersey, back again.
Show time. What's up, my friends? Here on this beautiful June 2021. That's right. Evening. How are you? June. Saying hi. My name's Tom. I'm the host of The Best Show, and what a show we got for you tonight. Ay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay. What's up, my friends? We're going to close out the top 50 snacks list. How many slots we got open on this thing? Any idea? Anyone? No?
Sorry, my mic wasn't coming on.
Oh, no, that's fine. That's fine. This is Jason Dudiogore. This is one of the producers of the show, and this is a very popular guy, a very popular producer. People love his down-home wisdom, and he's kind of like a glass of sweet tea on a hot Western Virginia evening.
Right out of the coal mine.
Right out of the coal mine. You just did a 32-hour shift in the coal mine.
Sitting on my mama's porch.
They let you sit on mama's porch. You get that sweet tea.
Eating a hot dog sandwich with Miracle Whip.
There you go. Just all the things. Then you're playing your Marshall Tucker band. Right? Got Rossington Collins band blasting as loud as the speakers on that stereo you found down in the mine will go.
It's one speaker.
One speaker. Sometimes you listen to a Beatles thing, you get half of it.
Yeah.
You ever go in a store and you hear like they're playing the Beatles and it has that awful stereo separation that they had on those early records, and you'll be over and you're only hearing, literally you hear like bass guitar and John Lennon's vocals and a piano. And somewhere over on the other half of the store, people are hearing the rest of the song. We got to fix that. Where's Joe Biden on that? Where's Joe Biden fixing that? Where's Nithia on that? We got to fix that.
That wasn't fixed on the stereo box?
No, I'm telling Mike, it's happening to this day. It's happening.
Okay.
Don't happen at the taverns you frequent.
I like to place myself between both speakers, so I'm not like getting one speaker over the other.
Mm-hmm. And this is AP Mike. Let me just say this is AP Mike. He's one of these guys. He's kind of the opposite of Jason in a way. He's where Jason has got that aw shucks wisdom. Mike is like a hardened Ratso Rizzo type.
Yeah, without the limp.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not limping yet. I'm not, I'm still, I guess I got a few years for the limp.
Limp might be around the corner.
Although Ratso was probably like in his 20s when he was doing that, right?
Yeah. Not doing great.
Not doing great in his 20s.
No, Ratso. Ratso was a living life, rode hard and put up wet. That's one that Jason would get. Like a farm reference. You don't get that because you're just a street fella.
No, I love that song. You ever hear Marshall Chapman?
No.
Country singer. She wrote, that's the title of the song. And it's like filthy. It's filthy.
What's the song called?
Rode Hard and Put Up Wet.
Okay.
figures. I mean, you used the expression, Tom.
Yeah, Mike, it's not a filthy state. It's an overuse of a horse.
Yes. But, in country music, someone finally got to that expression and wrote a song and used double entendre.
Sure. They said to filthify it. So they filthified it.
It's a great song.
That'd be your superpower. Filthifying things.
Filthifying
things. You like wave your hand and suddenly like graffiti turns, the F word starts showing up and everything.
Uh-huh.
You filthify it. And that's, look, the world needs filthifiers. Yeah, but I'm being told we have 22 slots left. Ay. We got a ways to go.
We're just barely halfway.
This is the fourth episode we've been dealing with this. And I'm halfway.
Nothing a buttered roll can't fix.
Yeah, thank you. And I got buttered roll in this thing 11 times. And I still got half the slots are empty. All right. Well, we got to get to work on this thing. And that voice you heard was Pat. Pat Byrne. He's the good guy of the best show. The one that everybody would want to have a beer with.
And many have tried.
Except he doesn't drink.
Exactly. Except he doesn't drink. He says wholesome. He'll go to the bar and he'll say, "Give me a glass of whole milk."
I was about to say, took the words out of my mouth.
He'll say, "I want some milk.
One regular glass of whole milk, please."
Yes, and the bartender will take that stuff, and God knows how old that milk is at the bar. Mike, what's something at a bar that you should never, ever order? If it's like, not like a fancy restaurant. No, it's not a restaurant with a bar attached to it, but a bar that you know they're not focusing on the food portion of stuff so much. Like the fresh, what's a do not order?
Well, the thing about the milk, you know, the White Russian has milk in it.
Mm-hmm.
And if there aren't enough White Russian drinkers in that bar, yeah, it could sit in there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
If you were going to get a White Russian, I'd say ask the bartender to check the expiration date on the milk.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
We
should do a whole episode of Mike Bar Tips.
Yeah, I would do that.
I mean, you know, I've been going to this other bar down. I'm spending a lot of time in Howell now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm talking to the bartenders and I'm asking them, like, you know, in masses, you know, it's beers and vodka drinks. That's why I was able to mm-hmm. smoothly adapt to being a bartender. It wasn't that complicated.
Mm-hmm.
But, so I asked these guys at this bar I go to and it says they said their most popular drink, mixed drink, was Long Island iced teas.
Okay.
And that's
something
just
with a little bit of everything in it.
Yeah. I mean, it's catch all. You know, I mean,
what kids, you're spending a lot of, where are you spending a lot of time?
What's that? In
you
Howell.
You're spending on?
In Howell. Okay. I'm down in Howell now.
And AP Mike told me this, that he's seeing the best minds of his generation destroyed by Long Island iced teas, expired White Russians.
But
literary reference.
But what that told me about this bar is that...
That won't go over your head?
Oh, I got it. I got it. But I asked him, I said, are these young people? Because when we were young, we were drinking that because it was like bang for your buck. You know, you get a Long Island iced tea and mm-hmm. you're kind of halfway drunk already because yeah. there's so much alcohol in there. And no, these are old timers down here mm-hmm. who just want to get drunk real fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that troubling.
Yeah.
You know, I mean... Well, my retirees didn't seem to be that in a hurry to get drunk.
God bless them all. God bless all of them. So let's go to the phones. Pat, any calls?
Full house, full Monty.
Full house. I love full Monty. That's different. You wear clothes when you call this show. No full hi. Monty on this show. Best show. Hi.
Hi, this is Nicole calling from San Jose.
Nicole from San Jose. Nicole, guess what? You share the name of my friend Nicole Lawrence, who's a hotshot guitarist, and she plays guitar with all sorts of hot acts like Devendra Banhart and King Tuff and all the rest. And she's going to be on Jimmy Fallon tonight playing guitar with Sharon Van Etten and Angel Olsen.
Oh, that's cool.
It is cool. And Nicole's cool, and hopefully you're cool.
Yeah, I hope so.
So what's going on, Nicole?
Well, I wanted to call in about the snacks thing. I forget whether this was mentioned, but I think croutons is a snack, and I think it belongs in the list.
Croutons?
Yeah, croutons.
Croutons are contingent on a salad, though, Nicole.
Yes, but I would.
I mean, you're
say
not popping croutons in your. You're not popping croutons into your mouth without a salad, are you?
I mean, I think they're better without salad.
Interesting. This I've never heard this before. I never heard this. So you'll buy a package of croutons and just reach on in as if they're just crunchy chips.
Yep.
I don't know. Let me run it by the committee. You've fried my circuit board. Right, first call. My circuit board's fried.
You can't let
Mike,
it in. You can't let
Mike,
it in.
Mike
no
says,
way.
Mike says the hard.
No way. No way in hell.
No way in hell. All right. What is this? Gladiator? All of a sudden, tough talk.
This is what you call an idiosyncrasy. An idiosyncratic snack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right. she may enjoy it, but it's not in the mainstream.
All right, hold on. Jason, Dudio, Gore, what do you think?
You know what? I love a crouton, but it's not a snack.
Pat?
Snack.
You say it's a snack?
Yeah. Anything can... In the words of Bjork, anything can be a musical, and in my words, anything can be a snack.
All right. Well, all right, Bjork. The Jersey Bjork over here is saying it's a snack.
I would love that nickname.
New nickname.
I'm just putting
Jersey
that out there.
Bjork. That'd be amazing. Jersey. Jersey Bjork.
I would embrace that like crazy.
Okay. Well, guess what? Open those arms. It's time to embrace Jersey Bjork.
I wish we could get someone to make a Jersey Mike logo, but it says Jersey Bjork.
I wish that we were on a video right now because you'd see my arms are wide open right now.
Okay. You're like Creed. Scott Stapp doesn't have his arms as wide open as you do right now.
Wide open. Jersey Bjork reporting for duty.
I'm going to sleep on this crouton thing. We're going to put this on hold, Nicole. Might make the list, okay. And might not. You have any other suggestions?
No, that was all. But thanks for taking my answer seriously.
Nicole, of course I'm going to take your answer seriously. Thanks for the call.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay, bye. There's no way. No, I'm kidding. I'll take it seriously. I'll give it some thought. Next call, please. Best show. Hi.
Hey.
Hello. Who's this?
Hi. This is Mike in Nashville.
Mike in Nashville. Haven't heard from this guy in a while. What's up, Mike?
Not much. I had I would like to have my band name.
Oh, well, I'm going to say, well, you wanted your band name. First of all, Mike, you just invoked your presence on this just made me think of a snack that's making this list. What's the zip code? What's the area code down there in Nashville?
I'm in 37206. Oh, 615. That's the zip code.
615, yes. In tribute of that, well, that's not exactly in tribute of that. Never mind. Let's make it number 7, Goo Goo Cluster.
Solid choice.
Yeah, I know. So you want your band named, my friend?
Yes. Yes, sir.
What the F does that still happen on my thing? I disabled all the sounds. Literally, I didn't do it well enough. Literally, I gave my best, but I guess my best wasn't good enough. So, tell me about your band, Mike.
It's kind of like... if Lou Reed and the Unicorns listen to a lot of like Soul and My Bloody Valentine.
So if Lou Reed and the Unicorns listen to My Bloody Valentine and Soul,
Kinda, yeah. That's at least the latest thing I'm working on.
Kinda. Interesting. Interesting. What's a band name you like, Mike?
Just a band name I like?
Yeah, what's one that you think, oh, that's a cool name?
Velvet Underground is a solid name.
That's a good name. Yeah, that is a good name for a band.
Sonic Youth. Good
Sonic
one.
Sonic Youth, okay. Well, let's think this through. What? Tell me how many members are in this band?
Right now, it's just me in my bedroom, but I've got a bassist and a guitar player that sometimes play around.
Well, we're going to need to fill in the gap here because you're coming up light on the band members, so we need a name that bridges the gulf, that makes it sound big.
Right.
Like Nasty Dynamite. No, Nasty Dynamite. The Nasty Dynamites? No, I don't know about that.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Thank you.
You don't like the Nasty Dynamites?
I don't mind the Nasty Dynamites.
Now, guess what? That's your band name now, Nasty Dynamites.
We'll wear it proudly.
And you got to just give the best show credit on any and all records.
Oh, yeah. You'll be in all the acknowledgments and stuff. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. All right, Mike. Anything for the snack list?
No, I did have if you were going to start a band name list, I have a few band names that I don't mind getting rid of.
Let's hear them.
DOS Bomb.
DOS Bomb?
Yeah, like G-O-T-H.
DOS Bomb. Okay.
I got Old Man River.
Old Man River?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty cool name.
No, it's not so hot. Doth Bomb can make the list. Old Man River, that's sailing away. That ain't sailing its way onto my list. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, have a good rest of your day.
You gonna buy my book, Mike? Mike, you gonna buy the book?
I'm so sorry, Tom. I hung up as he was saying goodbye.
That's all right. That's all right, Pat. Next call, please. Best show, hi.
Hi.
And now I'm all fired. Now I'm all fired up. I want to just say something. I'm all fired up now because Mike, I see these things on Mike saying on Twitter, wishful thinking about getting through the list. It's not going to happen. How dare you?
I think it could happen.
You can. Who's this?
This is Katie from Ohio. I called a few weeks ago about my grandfather living in the same building as Lou Reed.
That's right. How are you, Katie?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. You got something for the food list?
I do. I have something for the topic, and I also have another story for you.
Okay. Let's hear some snacks.
Which would you like first?
Snacks.
All right. So the snack that I propose is called Forbidden Snack, and it's where you take a piece of lemon poppy seed bread, and then you put vanilla frosting on it, and then you eat it. But you should probably get high before you do that.
You run this by the committee.
Okay.
You run this by Snack Force. Snack Force, Mike?
Yeah, I'm afraid what's happening is that the snacks are getting more idiosyncratic by the call.
And you love that word.
You know, Yeah. Just snackies.
You have a sponsorship with Idiosyncratic?
But I mean,
is that on your racing, your driver jacket that we're going to put up when we put you in the, like all the sponsors? It would be Pennzoil.
I'm trying to coin a new catchphrase, Tom.
What is it?
The idiosyncratic snack kind of rhymes. Oh,
right. It does. Yeah. Okay.
But, you know, it's like, yeah, everybody has their odd one-offs that they like. You know, somebody just put up like a recipe for some sort of snack. I'm glad everybody has found their thing. I'm not against people.
But then Mike. Just like NASCAR legend Mike Lisk does, set the pace. Give me a snack that should be on the list.
Cheez-Its.
All right, wise guy. Calm down. 26 Cheez-Its.
26?
Right next to Cheetos.
Oh, what a crime.
Okay. All right.
That's a top 10 snack. Top 10.
All right. Not 18 is the best I can do 18? For Cheez-Its.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You know, I almost did it this week, Tom. I almost started my alternative list.
Can you believe this guy?
Mike, is he starting his type five?
Can you believe this guy? He's telling me how it is with the snack list. He wants to do his own snack list pack. Can you believe this guy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks,
so you want to do your own snack list.
An alternative snack list, rogue. Yeah. Yeah, I held back.
Snack list.
I said, let's finish this thing. Mm-hmm. You know, let's see how weird it gets, you know.
All right. Yeah.
Buttered rolls is on there. So, you know, what else can make the list?
Give me a snack that is not made by in a factory.
Give me a snack.
Snack that's not made in a factory?
Yes, either of you.
Some nice stovetop popcorn is always good.
Let's say that again, though.
Stovetop popcorn. That's not made in a factory.
You mean, is it a package that you put on the oven with the lid that pops up under the little package?
No. You just put the kernels in a pot with some oil and butter.
That's just popcorn. That's just popcorn. Popcorn's on the list.
That's a snack.
Air pop popcorn, okay. 36.
Gotcha.
Mike, give me one now.
Well, I guess we can go back to fruit. I have no problem with fruit as a snack.
Yeah, give me some fruit then.
Grapes is on the list already, right?
Grapes, 28.
Do we differentiate red grapes versus...
No, grapes. It's a catch-all. Red, green, whatever grape you like.
All right.
Yeah, it's not a hot buttered roll.
I think he's taking a shot at me now, Mike.
No, I'm saying there are different types of buttered rolls on here. The grape isn't a buttered roll. Man. Do you believe this guy?
So... What kind of fruit should be on here, Mike?
How about peaches?
Peaches?
How about blueberries?
Blueberries? Great.
What are you, in the green grocer all of a sudden?
Yeah, Mr. Fast Food.
Peaches, 23. Are you talking about canned peaches or a fresh peach?
No. Yeah, fresh, you know.
Fresh peach.
Fuzzy, fresh peach.
Fuzzy fresh, just write peach. Don't write fuzzy fresh peach. Make me throw up. Any other fruit?
How about yourself? I mean, you like fruit, right?
Yeah, I like fruit.
What's your go-to fruit?
Is pizza fruit? No, I like fruit. What do I like? I like pineapple.
Pineapple. All right, yeah, you just
I'm like number two, pineapple.
Cantaloupe
is filler fruit.
Oh, come on.
When you buy sliced fruit, cantaloupe.
Melon, I could see the
cantaloupe
argument.
Cantaloupe is the styrofoam peanuts of fruit.
Oh, come on. It's tasty. I could see you saying that about melon. You know?
All right, maybe what's a green melon? What's that green melon, Mike?
It's just melon. Right?
Melon. Melon is more the packing peanuts of fruit.
Yeah.
All right. Cantaloupe's good. Cantaloupe's good. All right. Number 43, cantaloupe.
What about nachos?
Golly. Nachos? Yeah, nachos are good. But unfortunately, Mike tied up nachos with his Cheez-It pick. Oh, no. All right, what else we got? Katie?
Yeah?
Anything else for the list? Or can we hear your story now?
Okay, what about, like, sour gummy worms?
No, no way.
No?
No. Sour gummy worm? We're adults now, Katie. It's time to leave the sour gummy worms to childish playthings.
But they're so good.
Yeah. You know what else is good? Reading Richard Scarry books, but we can't do that neither. We're adults now.
Dang.
We grew up. You're right. We grew up, Katie. Now tell me a Lou Reed story, please.
Sure. So I asked my grandpa to tell me some more about when he lived with or lived right under Lou Reed.
Just imagine that. Just imagine this life. Mm-hmm. Imagine this life. I called my grandfather to ask for a story about living underneath Lou Reed.
Mm-hmm.
It's the greatest thing.
Yeah,
my grandfather. I don't think I called my grandfather. Was asking him about how you're building a fence.
Yeah, see, I don't think my grandfather could build a fence, but he did live under Lou Reed.
So what did he say?
So he said Lou Reed would practice until like 2 a.m. and keep him up.
Okay.
So one day he went upstairs and he rang his doorbell. And he told him that if he kept practicing so late, he'd knock his head off. So Lou Reed said, "How late can I practice?" And my grandpa gave him until midnight.
I like that.
And then he would stop. Yeah.
He would stop. Look at that. Lou Reed, he listened.
Mm-hmm.
He listened to old Grandpappy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I like that story.
Great story.
Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah.
Lou didn't tell him to pound walnuts. He said, what works for you then, sir? Your grandfather had to come with the tough talk. I'll cave your head in.
Yeah.
Actually, he was very generous. I mean, 12 is late.
Yeah, your grandfather was very accommodating.
Most buildings, 10 o'clock, you can't be making noise like that.
Yeah. He was like a big, tough guy, too.
Your grandfather was?
Mm-hmm.
I could have beaten him up. You know how I would have gotten him?
How?
Spin kick.
Spin kick.
I would have done a spin kick, and then I would have run up him. Since he's a big guy, I would have run up him. And then I would have done a little dance on his head while he's standing up.
Oh, wow.
I do like one of those Russian dances where you squat down, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you do like those kicks and everything, but I'd be kicking your grandpappy every time I did one of them.
Right in the head.
Right in the head. Well, Katie, you're a great caller. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a grand night evening.
You too.
Number 5, peanut chews. Look at this list filling right out.
What about Crunch and Munch?
No, that's not going to list.
Okay.
Crunch and Munch.
Kristen just said, "Are you guys still on snacks? It's been a month."
Yeah. Well, I'll tell Kristen we're working on it.
What did he say?
Tell Kristen we're doing the best we can over here.
So, someone on Twitter posted a personal favorite of mine. It used to be a Thanksgiving Day standard, although mine was plainer. Celery.
I know your old standard Thanksgiving thing. I don't want to hear you. You used to tell me you had something called a Coors sandwich, where you would pour a Coors Light on two slices of bread.
Soak the bread. Soak the bread. That's actually a good idea. Just take a sandwich and just dip it in beer before you give it to people.
Or not even, there's not even a sandwich. It's just two pieces of bread you pour beer on and you just eat the bread.
Now somebody posted celery and you put cheese whiz like on it, you know, like a cheddar cheese spread. They put raisins. We didn't do the raisin thing.
That's cheese. It's not peanut butter.
No, it's a cheddar cheese spread on celery.
It's a cheese whiz.
You could use that, but I mean, you can get nicer cheddar cheese spreads. You know,
I'm not putting that on.
How about ants on a log for 50?
Ants on a log. If you put the raisins on,
yeah, ants on a log maybe for number 50.
Well, we already got grapes on the list.
Yeah, but those are raisins.
Yeah, they're rotten grapes. They're grapes that turned.
Dehydrated.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be like if I put raisins on this list, I might as well put peaches. I might as well just put peaches somebody left out. That's all raisins are. They're grapes that somebody left out.
Yeah, what about purposely. Skittles?
Skittles.
Yeah, Skittles are trash. I like them, but they're trash. I don't want them on this list. I don't want some young kid seeing this and then saying like, Tom's so cool. I'm going to eat Skittles because they're number 37 on the list. Then, oh, I don't feel so good. I ate too many Skittles.
Starburst?
Trying to be like Tom. Now, Starburst. Starburst had their time. The world spoke. Mike and Ike is candy that you don't get. Mike and Ike is candy you end up with. You end up eating Mike and Ike's. You don't seek them out.
Wax lips?
Sure. Wax lips. We might as well put candy cigarettes on the list while you're at it.
Maybe a fun pack?
Somebody sent me a few boxes of candy cigarettes.
Oh, man, they're still around.
One of the listeners? I don't know what to do with these things. First of all, even if I liked candy cigarettes, I have four boxes of them now. Secondly, I don't know, what if these things are dipped in ricin? What if they dipped it in ricin? Like Walter White. Am I going to be like Walter White? Am I going to be like that woman? What's her name?
On eBay.
Put them on eBay. Then somebody else eats it? No, Mike.
Wash your hands of it.
The circle must be broken. How are we doing with those phones, Pat?
Full house.
Full house. Give me five, please. Best show.
Hey, Tom. It's Dietrich in Newbridge Flats. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for calling in, Dietrich.
Yeah. I hope it's not too late. I have one for the topic I don't think has been submitted yet.
Okay. What is that?
Well, do you remember Chips Ahoy cookies?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Well, there was this very short-lived cookie made by Nabisco's rival Keebler back in the fall of 75, and this thing was supposed to steal a pretty substantial portion of Nabisco's cookie revenue.
Okay, and, I didn't know about this. What were they called?
Well, I'll get to that. There's an interesting, kind of heavy backstory. But, basically, the cookie was inspired by a scene in the movie Jaws, which was, you know, was massive that summer, like the first blockbuster, I guess is what it's known as.
Yeah.
And, for you younger people out there who might not know, Jaws is the movie where the guy from Krippendorf's tribe yells, "This boat needs to be way bigger." And it, yeah, that's of course a big meme now, but that's where it comes from in case anyone
is, that, is that a big meme? That's a big meme now?
Oh, I see it all the time, don't you?
I don't.
Oh yeah, no, I don't think a week goes by when I don't get at least four people emailing me this boat needs to be way bigger memes.
Well, I might have to step up my meme game.
I think you might.
Yeah.
So anyway, in the movie, Robert Shaw delivers this terrifying speech that John Milius wrote about the USS Indianapolis, and basically the Indianapolis was on its way home from a secret mission delivering the bomb that destroyed Hiroshima, and it got torpedoed, and almost everyone on the boat either died from the explosion or from these horrific shark attacks. And I mean, just the saddest, worst way to go ever. Just terrifying. Anyway, someone at Keebler, I don't know how this made it through all the, you know, all the quality control people that it had to go through to get made, but someone had the bright idea to make cookies that were in the shape of sharks and have the package they came in looked just like the USS Indianapolis. And these things were called Choco Bites.
Choco Bites?
Yes. How crazy is that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
There was a commercial for them, and it only aired once.
Okay. What was the commercial?
Well, it featured a Little League coach, and he's talking to his team, and he's psyching them up for the big championship game by telling them that they need to eat Choco Bites to get energy for the game. And so they're all gathered around him in the dugout, and, you know, they're listening very, very patiently, and, you know, they in rapt attention. And he's basically telling them the story from the movies that Shaw told, and so, you know, they're at his feet and they're listening, and he's like, you know, the thing about a shark, he's got lifeless eyes, black eyes, like a doll's eyes. When he comes at you, doesn't seem to be living until he bites you. And those black eyes roll over white. And then, oh, then you hear that terrible high-pitched screaming. The ocean turns red, and in spite of all the pounding and hollering, they all come in and they rip you to pieces. Now, you can see the terror in the kid actors' faces. So imagine what kids tuning into Saturday morning cartoons felt like as they watched this thing. It's insane, right?
How long was the commercial?
It was at least 45 seconds. It wasn't quite a minute, but it was longer than a traditional 30 second. Yeah, so
okay, that's long.
They pulled the commercial from the airwaves, and they also pulled the product from stores on the same day because kids and parents were losing their S.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's crazy.
I'll say this. I did have a Choco Bite at a friend's house, and they were pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
They were.
And Tom, you would be right in guessing that the shark's black eyes were, in fact, chocolate chips.
Yeah, that makes sense. That would be a logical thing to use as a shark's eyes.
Yeah, I'll tell you, things were different back then. I guess products got greenlit that would never get greenlit now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Seems like those were different times, yeah.
That's like that Lou Reed song where he says, what do you say? Sitting in a Stutz Bearcat Jammy. And I think Jammy was his pet dog. Those were different times.
I don't know if that was his pet dog. I'm not sure if that was about him and his pet dog.
Well, I thought the whole song was about the pet dog.
I don't think so. I don't think Sweet Jane is about Lou Reed's pet dog.
Well, we could argue about that all night, but there's one thing we can't argue about.
What's that?
What is also a great snack.
Okay, and what is that?
Anything on the menu at Hoodie's.
What is Hoodies?
Oh my God! Only literally the hottest new restaurant in Newbridge.
Hoodies? I've never heard of Hoodies.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, son, Hoodies, it's the only restaurant in the Twin Cities, or I think anywhere, that uses car hoods instead of conventional grills to cook food.
Wait, what?
Yes. It's
it
true.
Has. Okay, go ahead. I don't want to interrupt you, Dietrich.
Well, we opened this past weekend, and oh my God, what a scorcher it was, right? I don't think it ever got below 90 degrees. Anyway, it was quite a shebang, literally. And you probably heard and saw our very special fireworks display, right?
I did see fireworks. I definitely heard and saw fireworks. They were it was a pretty high quality display, actually. And there were fireworks that were like the usual suspects, the orange ones and the red, white, and blue and all that. Then there were just these black fireworks.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Which it seems like they would be hard to see, but they were, you could see them, but they were real creepy.
Yeah, yeah. They have the slightest outline, but you can't really tell unless you really squint. But they have this like dark presence that's kind of, like you said, creepy, real scary.
Yeah, yeah, real, but like bad vibes from a firework. Those were less fun than the other fireworks.
That's what they're called. They're called bad vibes. That's the product code.
Oh wow! Well, that's interesting. Yeah, no, there were a lot of cool ones too. And then did they like do the shape of a, what was it? Was it a duck or something? It looked like it was some sort of bird.
Well, it was kind of like a duck python hybrid. That's what it was sold to me as. But in all honesty, I think they really effed the bed on that one. It didn't look. I thought it looked like an otter dying or something.
Hmm. I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they were great fireworks. But please tell. I'm interested in hearing more about this really weird food system you have at Hoodies.
Right. Well, you know, you've heard the old expression, it's so hot you can fry an egg on a car hood, right?
Yes.
Well, I decided to take that notion to its logical conclusion, opening a restaurant that makes this concept a flagrantly delicious reality.
Okay.
So basically, Hoodies is located in the parking lot of what used to be Driscoll's Toy Store until it burned down, of course, that night in 2018 due to what Officer Harrops and local investigators said was faulty wiring, but most clear-thinking skeptics believe was arson at the hands of a jealous Malibu Barbie. Remember that night? What a weird night that was. Ugh.
That was a nice toy store.
Yeah, it was fun stuff. Anywho, we have 10 gorgeous vintage cars parked in the lot, each manned by several of our specially trained car hood chefs, who cook a variety of delicious breakfast foods, like the aforementioned eggs, prepared in a variety of styles, fried, scrambled, half-scrambled, semi-poached, fully scrambled, pancakes, home fries, away fries. We do sumptuous lunch fare like steak sandwiches, tuna melts, burgers, Monte Cristos, Monte Melnicks, Rubens, Darren's, Morton's, Timmy's. But, you know, we don't only utilize the hood of the car to prepare our delicious food. We offer a whole slew of sumptuous desserts baked fresh every morning in the engine of a 1978 Mack truck.
Really?
We do, yeah. Cakes, pies, cookies, snickerdoodles, snickerdontles, those are gluten-free. Brownies, whiteies, those are basically just vanilla brownies. And Tom, you've heard of the old potato in the tailpipe thing, right? Where you stick a potato in someone's tailpipe and it F's with their car.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes.
That's how we cook our fully loaded baked potatoes to perfection. You haven't lived until you've had a golden brown spud straight from the exhaust pipe of a 68 Corvette.
Oh, Dietrich, I gotta say, this food sounds very intriguing, but there must be some health concerns with a fair amount of how this is prepared. I mean, especially that last thing you said with the carbon monoxide.
Oh no, that's the cool thing, because all of the vehicles are vintage. That's not a problem, because as far as I know, emissions didn't really get poisonous until the 90s.
Well, that's not how that works at all. They just they were not monitoring certain things.
Huh. Well, again, like the Lou Reed song, we could argue about that all night, but I prefer to just be friends.
Okay, so this is, I mean, I didn't think that's it. Either we discuss the health merits or lack thereof of these, or we're friends.
That's how I conduct pretty much my entire personal life. I hate conflict, so I would rather just not argue at all and just be friends with everybody. It doesn't really help a lot in a lot of situations, especially business, but.
No, it sounds incredibly short-sighted and unhealthy.
That's what all my therapists continue to say to this day.
What do you mean all your therapists?
I've got 7 on rotation.
Okay.
Well, yeah, every day of the week.
Okay. Well, you're taking care of your mental well-being, so I commend you on that.
I'm trying. Thanks. But, man, I'll tell you, I wish I'd known you were in town, because I would have certainly invited you to the grand opening, but I just assumed you were going to be at that Wacky Package convention in Westbridge.
Wait, there was a Wacky Package convention?
Yeah, at the Westbridge Hilton. You knew about it, right?
No, I didn't. Really? This past?
Yeah.
When was it?
It was Saturday and Sunday. Oh my God, they had like a who's who of who created Wacky Packages. Bert Larson. Bert Larson was there. Who else? Tony Martinez, of course, who took over from Bert. I can't believe you didn't know about this.
I didn't. I mean, this is heartbreaking. This is heartbreaking, oh. Dietrich. I didn't know anything about this, and I mean, I'm a pretty prevalent member of the community with this. I'm on at least 4 mailing lists and newsletters. I get a physical newsletter every month. I get email updates all the time. Anything, I got alerts set on my Google. Man, that's exactly what I could have used.
I'm sorry to be
Bert Larson. And Bert Larson and Tony Martinez were there?
Both of them, yeah. Oh, no. Well, I feel like I killed the conversation. I'm sorry.
No, that's just... I mean,
well, look, there's going to be more conventions. There has to be, right?
No. I mean, this would have been perfect. I mean, if Bert Larson was there, I could have gotten my Captain Munch's Crunch Boogies sticker signed. That's been one of my goals. The guy who did Weekies and Awful Bits, Pest Awful Bits.
Yeah.
Rookie Crisp.
Oh, man. Yeah.
All my favorite cereal Wacky Packages.
Well, like I said, I'm sure there's going to be other ones. I just don't know why you didn't read about it in the Wacky Weekly. Huh.
I mean, Tony Martinez did Pupto Dismal.
I know. That's And that's not even his crowning achievement, you know. But
no.
Oh, man.
This
Well, look,
sucks.
Let's I'm sorry to bring it down. I wish you could have been at the grand opening, because I think you would have had a blast. You know, Chris Nunez and Oliver Peck from Ink Masters were there to help flip burgers. Jeff Oliphant did a 40-minute drum solo using spatulas and mixing bowls. I think you would have really grooved to it. You know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we'll have other celebrations later in the summer. I mean, it's going to be a hot summer, so there's always going to be something. I'm hoping to get Vince Neil to show up and sing one of his patented three-song sets.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, you're right. It is a long summer.
Yeah. There's going to be more fun. I swear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your name is Dietrich, you said, right?
That's right, yeah.
What's your last name, Dietrich? Have we met before?
Scheinwald. I don't think so. Dietrich Scheinwald is my full name.
Wait. Dietrich Scheinwald? You're the... Okay, now this is kind of making sense. My favorite Newbridge restaurant is Greener Pastures. You're the owner of that place?
Yes, son, that's me. Is Julia your favorite?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, my God, yes.
Wow, I'm so glad that you like our food. That's amazing.
I mean, it's so hard to find really good vegan food in Newbridge, but I got to say, your food is at least as good as any vegan food I've had anywhere.
Well, that's what it's all about for me. You know, I really wanted to bring the finest vegan. I've been on the Star Trek kick, and you know, Spock was a Vulcan, and so I conflated. Is that right? I conflated the two.
Somebody,
anyway,
yeah.
And I love when he would do the finger thing and go nanu nanu.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was Mark.
Is it?
Never mind. It's no big deal. Dude.
Okay.
I didn't mean to cut you off.
Well, I wanted to bring the finest vegan fare possible to Newbridge, and to see us ranked in the top three vegan restaurants on the Eastern Seaboard, it's just amazing. But what matters most to me is the smiles and the kind words of very basic, very normal people just like you.
Well, I mean, I'm not very basic or very normal, but that's a nice thing to say.
Well,
I appreciate that, and you know, you do a great job with the place. It's outstanding.
Thank you. Well, I should ask you, what are some of your favorite dishes at Greener Pastures?
Oh man, that's off the top of my head. Eats us some vegan pizza, nummy yummy, no cheesy mac and cheese. Give peas a chance. Peas on Earth. Do as you please. Peas, Mr. Toast, man. A lot of peas stuff you have there at the place.
I'll tell you, that name took me a month to decide on. Do I use the comma or do I not?
I like it with the comma. Peas, Mr. Toast, man. And when I order that, sometimes I'll say the comma because I like it so much.
That's you?
That's me that I say the comma, yeah. I mean, there's so many other things you got there. Doug Llewellyn's endless mashed potatoes and fake chicken bowl. A lettuce eat veggie wrap. Kale Force wins. And my favorite is probably still the ooey gooey nummy chewy guac and no real cheese please chips.
Mmm. Definitely a favorite.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, making my mouth water right now.
Yeah, so glad you love it. Between you and me?
Yeah.
You know what's the secret ingredient that makes our vegan meats and cheeses, et cetera, taste so much like the real thing, like real meat?
You know, I've wondered about this. and I've given this some legitimate thought. And I guess I would, if I had to guess, it's probably like a combination of like some kind of impossible meat, seitan, and probably like some gluten-free breading or something along those lines.
Oh, that's a really good guess. Really good. But it's not quite that.
Okay, then can you tell me what it is?
Sure.
What is it?
Meat.
That's funny. What is it? Is it though like some kind of impossible beyond meat?
No, it's meat.
What do you mean?
It's real meat. I mean, there's not a lot of meat in there. It's just enough to give it that great taste. I mean, come on, who doesn't love that taste?
Well, right? I mean, I don't love it when it's meat. The whole point of eating at a vegan restaurant, this is terrible. This is just awful. The whole point is that you're not eating meat when you go to a place like this.
Well, I don't see what the big deal is. I really don't.
You don't see what the big deal is to call your place a vegan restaurant and then to just be slipping meat in there.
Well, it pretty much is. It's just a little meat. It's mostly turkey, maybe a little veal.
Veal. That's terrible, Dietrich. Come on. You don't know how bad this is? Did you do this?
Look, but we're doing such great business, and that's what it basically comes down to, right?
No, it doesn't come down to how much or little business you do. I don't care. You're making a promise to the customer, and you're clearly not keeping it.
Well, I didn't actually sign anything that said that. Sure, there is a written promise on the menu, but I didn't sign it, so I think that gives me a lot of wiggle room.
A lot of wiggle room.
I think so.
Well, I disagree with you. I disagree with you.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no. I'm in my office at Greener Pastures.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Some of the young local vegans gather in the bar area every Tuesday night to listen to the best show. You're some kind of god to them. I guess like if Eddie Trunk was a garage rocker or something.
Uh-huh. Well, that's charming. So what's going on?
I've got my wallet, sorry. They must have heard me let the veal out of the bag. They broke into the kitchen and they grabbed some knives. And they're doing that thing that do you hear it? That sharpening thing? That they do with
I hear that, yes, I hear it.
Do you hear it? Oh, my
that's
God.
Them?
That's them. I thought that stuff only happened in, like, movies and that TV show Night Gallery. Oh, my God. Oh, no. Hey, speaking of Night Gallery, there was this one episode where this hippie dies and his version of hell is just having to hang out with old people. Kind of makes you think, doesn't it?
Well, that's an interesting take on what hell would be. I guess everyone would have their own individual hell, huh?
Exactly. And it looks like if these people are going to have their way, I'm going to find out what mine is soon. Oh, my God. Oh, they got me, Tom.
What did they do?
They got me. They stabbed me. And Tom, I'm oozing. Oh, my God, they're still sharpening. I need you to call. Oh, thankfully, they stopped sharpening. I need you to call my girlfriend, Sheila, and tell her I love her. I also need to tell both my wives that I love them.
Okay. All right.
Long story. I'm not proud of it, but it is what it is, or I guess it was... What?
Dietrich?
It was. Oh, my God, I sound just like Ralphie when he goes, it was soap
poisoning.
Dietrich. Oh, my God. I don't think that might be it for Dietrich. That's awful. Oh, that's rough. So anyway, we got any more calls, Pat?
Full house.
Full house. Give me who's been on longest. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, who's this?
This is Jesse from Seattle.
Jesse from Seattle. What's up, Jesse?
Not much. I'm just hanging out, listening to the show, and first time caller, but a huge fan.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesse. How's Seattle doing these days?
You know, it's changing a lot. I grew up here, in a suburb close to Seattle, right across the water. And, you know, it's the scope and shape of the city is changing a lot with stuff like Amazon. And, so sometimes it feels a little bit unrecognizable, but with the pandemic kind of slowing down, hopefully, you know, shows will start back up again and people from the community will start coming back out. So
who's the first band you want to see, Jesse?
The first band I want to see?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm not trying to suck up here, but King Crimson announced that tour like yesterday, I think.
Mm.
Mm. And, I'm sure you're all over that. but I was looking for the Seattle date and they don't have one. yeah, exactly.
They don't have a Seattle date?
No, they don't. I would have to drive down to LA and the rest of the band that I play in is actually down there and they're some of my best friends, so I might try to work that out, but I don't know. That's a hike.
Yeah, it's a haul to go from Seattle to LA.
Yeah, I do it a fair amount for music stuff, but it kind of has to be organized around something like that, like where there's work involved. I don't know if I can just do
Thing to remember, my friend. I know that's a haul, and I know it feels wildly inconvenient. Say this. They ain't no spring chickens.
I know. Exactly. And,
Well, you make your choices.
Right? And, yeah, I'll think your words will be ringing through my head as I buy those tickets in L.A.
Yes. So what do you got for me tonight, Jesse? You got something for the topic? Is where you want something? We have two topics on the table. We got the snacks and we got the band topic. What do you got?
Yeah, so I've got some snacks. I got a band, but the band's got a name. So I think
what's
we should
the name
go
of the band? What's the name of the band? Give me the name.
It's called Advertisement.
Advertisement. You want me to upgrade that?
I would love that, personally. I've never been a big fan of the name, so.
Advertisement. I like it. It's not a home run. You need a home run of a name for your band.
I would love that. I would love that.
Let's think. Radio, what do you sound like?
It's like it's a rock and roll group, primarily, but it's pretty experimental. Like, we do some jammier stuff, some krautrocky kind of stuff.
Okay.
But rock, you know, rock is the name of the game for us right now.
Let's see. Daddy's Toilet. What do you think of that? No, that's not very good.
Okay. You jumped away from it pretty quick. I kind of liked
it. Yeah, I don't want you to be called Daddy's Toilet.
Okay. It's a little subversive.
Yeah. What about, let's see. D's and Does.
D's and Does?
Yeah, just one word. D's and Does.
what is that?
Like D's and Those.
Oh, D's and Those. Okay.
But D's and Does.
Okay. Yeah, I'll run it by the guys. We might be
run D's and Does by the guys. No, Now, what do you got for the snack list?
Okay. Sorry. I got, okay, so kind of a West Coast thing, and I think it might get shot down pretty quick, but I just had to pitch it because it hasn't been said. Smoked salmon with, like, cream cheese on a cracker. So good. So, so good.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. What do you think of that, Mike? Let me run it by the committee. Mike?
Say it again.
A cracker with smoked salmon and cream cheese.
Yeah, that's fancy. I mean, I agree that the cracker category has been underexplored.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, Mike. It is pretty fancy. There's no way anyone with a Costco membership couldn't replicate that snack.
Yeah, well.
Mike, come on.
Costco memberships are fancy in my world, huh?
You know,
I don't bulk. I don't do bulk. I mean, you got to be fancy to do bulk.
You know, Mike,
I mean, everything's like $20 or more, right?
Mike,
you're getting 40 pounds
food for 5 weeks. I understand
Mike,
that.
Trust me, best show you've been eating best show food. You're eating bulk.
Yeah, Mike, no, I understand.
The guy's getting all that
concept.
Stuff.
Mike's forgetting about a little gem called Kirkland Light.
Yeah,
you know, I haven't forgotten that. No one ever forgets that.
That's what I'm saying. Opposite
the worst
fans.
Beer ever. Next or to Milwaukee's best.
That was actually when I got the vaccine. They gave me that I could either get Moderna or Kirkland Light.
No, but you know the cracker category. Like I said, I mean we can explore that more. I think salmon on a cracker is fancy. Do we even have saltines and peanut butter?
We have cheese and crackers.
Cheese and crackers is great.
Number 12.
We don't have any of the Triscuit.
You lobbied hard for cheese. Trevor, yeah. Triscuits aren't going anywhere near this. This isn't the list of the top
Triscuits?
50.
Are you kidding me?
This isn't the list of
Ritz
the top
crackers?
50. This isn't the list of the top 50 mouth shredders.
Triscuits crackers and cheddar cheese?
That is
Triscuits,
good.
Triscuits are – thank you, Jason.
That is good.
You said that's good?
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Triscuits are just like horse food. They're like made for horses. That if a horse needs his mouth shredded, you give a horse a Triscuit.
Sounds like somebody hasn't heard tasted the cracker, pepper and olive oil crackers.
Along the lines. Wait, what are we thinking? I'm sorry. I look, Mike. Triscuits are trashkits. I'll put a Wheat Thin on the list without
blinking. Yeah, Wheat Thins are good.
Wheat Thins are good.
I'll put a Wheat Thin. I'll put a bleeping Wheat Thin on this list. Triscuits.
They're good.
What about cheese and
Wheat? Who are you hanging out with these days? Triscuits, peaches.
Nobody. That's the problem.
It's getting weird. This guy's getting weird with his snacks.
Somebody recommended
the color of the grape.
Crack pepper and olive oil Triscuits, and they're great.
Yeah, they're good.
And Jason just said they're good, Mike, not great.
All right, I'm getting through to the population at large.
The snack lobby.
Yeah, no, I mean,
I'm not hearing Pat on this. Pat's silence speaks volumes.
It's hard
this to
get a word in right now, but
wow.
The floor is yours. Oh, that's a
that's a dig on all of you, man. Right? No, I listen, the whole salmon thing was making me hungry. It sounds delicious. I would endorse it fully, but I think I'm outnumbered right now, right?
I'm with
you're
Mike
not
on that. That's too fancy.
It's not too fancy.
It's too
you,
fancy. It's,
all right, take it. Wait, these two hard hats all of a sudden.
I want a snack hats. I can eat. You know, sitting on a beam of a building while it's being built.
All right. Look, number 48. Salmon and cream cheese on a cracker.
Yes! No way! Yeah.
Your beloved cheese and crackers is at 12. I'll move that up to 8, which is where that should be.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Cheese and crackers is a top 10. You happy, Mike?
Yeah,
cheese
but I mean...
Cheese and crackers have moved up.
Peanut butter on a saltine isn't bad
We're
either.
Not done. We're not done,
okay,
Mike.
All right.
This is what I want you to do, Mike. Saltines aren't getting anywhere near this list. We're not 100 years old. Ritz crackers, however, will make the list. present to me, I want the committee to present to me the ideal Ritz cracker, snack.
Ooh.
You're not on the committee.
What, like the best snack to make
hold on.
With
oh,
a Ritz
no, no,
cracker?
Wait, hold on, Jason.
Sorry.
Jesse.
Ooh. Sorry.
Hang up on this guy. He's not on the committee. Ooh, we're going to get down and dirty and figure this out. Nah, what do you mean we? You ain't on the committee. Yeah. Now, what was your question, Jason?
What I was asking was you're asking for a great snack made with Ritz crackers.
Yes. Ritz crackers. What is a snack that you feel is worthy of that contains Ritz crackers that should make the list?
I'm going to go
with all three. I want to hear all three. And we're going to do old fashioned bake off here.
Mm-hmm.
So one makes the list.
I'm going to go with, Mike's already said it, but the Ritz is a perfect peanut butter cracker. You get some gooey peanut butter in there and you sandwich it to where it's kind of coming out the edge. It's a great
gotta
snack.
Got to sandwich it, huh?
You got to sandwich it.
All right. Mike, thoughts?
Yeah, no, I that's a good one. I mean, I don't know who makes the peanut butter and sort of what is those crackers. I mean, there is like a brand for that. It's not Ritz crackers. You know, the square ones you can get in machines.
Or like Lance crackers?
Yeah, I mean, it's peanut butter. It's peanut butter.
Lance Corporation isn't going to be on this list. I like those too, Mike. I like those too, but this is top 50 now. You know what those crackers are good for, Mike?
Yeah.
If you're on a road trip, you realize you missed out on food you could eat.
Yeah.
But you got to eat something or you're going to fall asleep at the wheel. So you get those things.
Yeah, it's got protein.
And they're good. They serve their purpose.
Yeah.
They serve their purpose.
So, but I would say the alternative to peanut
butter. But you know what else serves its purpose? Also serves its purpose is a soda bottle full of wee wee that these truckers throw out the window. I'm not putting that on the list either.
No, a cheddar cheese spread on a Ritz cracker is good too.
That is good. But you don't like Cheese Whiz. You already shot down Cheese Whiz. Are you going a slice of Velveeta?
That comes in a can, right? The thing in a can?
A glass jar.
Oh.
What about
the thing that can just do out of the can, the cheese stuff?
That's Cheese Whiz.
We're not, what are we in jail?
That's easy cheese. Easy cheese. No.
This is not, what are we going to do? Toilet wine next?
You get my Cheese Whiz boy?
Toilet wine, 43.
I'll put it. As tempted as I am to put toilet wine on the list, it's not going to make the list. So you're saying, Jason, you're saying peanut butter on a Ritz cracker. Mike, you're saying what now?
Cheddar cheese spread.
Cheddar cheese spread on a Ritz cracker. You don't feel the cheese and crackers covers that.
No, it's different.
You don't feel that when that the all encompassing cheese and crackers, which I moved into the top 10 for you.
Yeah.
Because I love that.
I'm with Mike on that. Cheese and crackers is like you get a nice block of Colby. You take a little slice off.
Colby cheese and crackers on the list, then I should do what was this, a list of the cheeses?
Manchego cheese.
What are you, John Hodgman, a cheesemonger? He started off as a cheesemonger. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Uh-huh. It was one of his early jobs.
I believe it.
In England.
Always wondered who ate all those cheeses in the supermarket.
Yeah, it was John Hodgman.
If you go by the deli section and there's like a whole freezer full of stuff and it's like, who's eating all this stuff? Fancy people. Like Hodgman.
Pat, anything Ritz-based that should be on the list?
I don't like savory crackers unless there's like cheese or something involved. So I'm going to throw a curve and say a savory cracker, graham cracker. Just plain old
graham
cracker.
You're throwing Ritz right out.
Yeah. I mean, I like if I'm going to eat a cracker, it's going to be a graham cracker.
I'm going to say they both deserve to be on the list.
Just a plain old graham.
And with a graham cracker,
like a honey made. A honey made.
Graham cracker.
Yep.
What are we trying to hide from the big bad wolf? It's like a food you eat at grandma's house.
Yeah, that's grandma's stuff. And religious grandma at that. That's where the graham cracker came from. It's a religious thing.
Grandma?
Religious grandmother?
Yeah, religious grandma stuff.
So they were called grandma crackers?
Well, when I have a fire pit someday, I know who not to invite over for s'mores.
Yeah, thank you, Pat. Pat,
you don't throw a graham cracker on a fire pit? Come on.
You don't feel like a s'more. You don't feel like a s'more.
You put the mallow on the fire.
The graham cracker experience.
Sorry, say it again.
You don't feel s'more number 33.
Yeah. S'more.
You don't feel you get your graham cracker filled with a s'more.
Yeah, that can represent it. I'm just, if you guys were asking me for my opinion on savory crackers, I'm not a big fan unless there's like.
We were asking you about the Ritz specifically.
I think Ritz is pits.
Oh. That hurts.
Ritz is the pits.
That hurts. He even added an is this time. Now it hurts more. He went from Ritz's pits to Ritz is the pits. It is the.
It's a mouth shredder, as you said. It's
Ritz is a mouth shredder.
Buttery. Buttery. It falls apart.
Pat, I think you have to try a Ritz.
I don't like it.
I can't believe this. Can you believe this guy? Mike.
No, I can't believe him.
Can you believe this guy saying a Ritz is a mouth shredder?
Yeah.
What's this guy talking about?
Pat may be the youngest contrarian I've ever met. Like Mr. Contrarian.
Listen,
you know what you got to say to that, Pat?
I'm filling the void. It was your old seat. Now I'm in it.
No, I mean, you should be a contrarian as you get older.
Yeah.
But I mean, Pat's like.
You shouldn't.
Yes,
you should. Why?
Yes, because you're dying and the world should become distant to you. And you shouldn't like the world anymore as you're dying. That makes sense.
Oh, is this the end of Blade Runner? Were you Rutger Hauer?
Yeah.
On the roof, you saw the moon crash into.
I like everything that's
the things
happening
you've seen.
Apparently, I haven't seen the right version of Blade Runner.
Nobody has.
I've got it in my queue.
No, there's 70 versions.
Yeah,
of
there's
it,
70,
and they all are lacking something.
I don't think Ridley Scott's seen the right version.
Yeah.
I think HBO Max has like the one that's considered the best, and I don't think I've seen that somehow.
Is it
I mean,
four
I've seen several.
Long?
What's that?
Is it 4 minutes long?
Yeah, exactly.
Look, I like Blade Runner just like the next guy or lady. Ladies like Blade Runner too.
Really?
No, Blade Runner is just for dorks. Dorks. I like Blade Runner as much as the next dork of any gender. But I'll say this. You're giving this speech, Mike. It sounds fatalistic. The old must be contrarians because they need to distance themselves from this plane existence.
Just think about it. You're a 90-year-old person, and you're getting excited about boy bands. That would be absurd, right?
What?
You know, I mean, you're going to some shows. Like you're like some adolescent.
I'll take a 90-year-old to a BTS show. We'll get up front.
Yeah.
Butter, the new hit by BTS. Let's see what we got here. Butter, speaking of butter, number one on the list, buttered roll. Everybody going to join me at the BTS concert. We're going to whip butter rolls at them. Right?
That'd be too much of a waste of a buttered roll, I think.
It would be. It would not be cool to see Suga slip on a buttered roll or Jimin.
You know their names?
I know a few of them. RM, Rat Monster. So anyway.
Is there a band tonight that could be named the Buttered Rolls?
That's a great. Well, I tried to push that on that kid last week, Everly.
Oh, right.
I asked if she would change the band, her band name to Buttered Rolls. What was the full name? I said Buttered Rolls. I forget. Whatever. God bless everybody. So anyway, you can spare us the soliloquy, Mike. This guy turned a Ritz cracker into a weird, weird rage. Against Ritz against the dying of the light. Yeah. A mouth shredder of a Triscuit.
See, that makes sense. You're raging. You can rage against the dying light.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with that. but it's like getting excited about stuff, you know, on your deathbed, you know, like, like you're switching
off. What if you get excited about your deathbed? What if you get excited about it if it's a pretty sweet deathbed you're in?
You're switching all over the hospital TV looking for some sitcom. I'm ready to go.
I'm ready to go. This book's coming out. I can go now. I can go and see what's on the next plane for me. Start exploring the universe. I'm ready, like Kung Fu, like he did, all the Incredible Hulk. I'll wander the universe. That was bleak. So anyway, Snickers bar number 14.
That wasn't on the list already?
No, we had some other Snicker thing on here, but it's low.
Somebody said Reese's Cups. Is that on there?
No, those are not very good.
Oh, come on.
It's too much.
We're doing good, guys.
There's only 14, two of them.
14 slots open.
Yeah, we got 14 slots. So look, Ritz. The Ritz one, Ritz and peanut butter, I say, makes the list. 24, Ritz and peanut butter.
Mm-mm. 13 to go.
All right, I'm getting some heat here on Twitter. Snyder's honey mustard and onion pretzel pieces. You ever have those?
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, they are good.
Those are pretty good. They might have to make the list. And if I don't put it on the list, this guy will make sure my book don't come out. My agent. But don't bug him, anybody.
Snyder's has some other good things that might make it, you know? The hard pretzels, the twisted. I mean, those are good.
We're not at Oktoberfest. Those are not making the list.
They go good with beer, right?
Yeah, stick to your Coors sandwich.
The Coors dip.
Massa's, home of the Coors dip, becomes a new
we
thing.
We dip everything in Coors.
Be crazy. Massa's Deli, uh-huh. Home of the Coors dip. The only place you get carded to order a sandwich.
Masses is ending soon. There's going to be no more masses soon.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
No.
A couple more weeks, yeah. It's done.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
End of an era.
Yeah, no, it's the end of an era. I mean, I actually got contacted by somebody
who
was...
Did you say end of an error?
No. Error, yeah.
Error. I didn't know which one you meant. The end of an error.
Oh, well.
Maybe a little bit of both.
I guess you can make a case for that. It was... my cousin really... I mean, I'm surprised it lasted this long after my uncle died, mm-hmm. to tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. But it's by the end of the month, it's going to be done.
Okay. Well,
they've sold the building but somebody contacted me. I guess there's a Bayonne Journal magazine, mm-hmm. and they're fans of the show. And, so I did a little interview. I plugged the show.
Thank you, Mike.
did a little PR, right? I'm going to try and get a copy of this magazine. I'll post it.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
Well, rest in peace, masses.
Yeah.
Got to lock Captain Bayonne in there on the way out.
He never even stopped in that bum.
Place gets padlocked, just lock him in. Right? Tell him there's some rice cakes inside, Mr. Healthy.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Healthy.
So what else should be on this list? What do we got? Did I say goodbye? Look, I said goodbye to that caller, right? Is there a call still on the line?
No, nobody. I mean, we have a full house, but nobody is.
Let's take a new call then, please.
Okay, I'm going to go to the longest call and then.
Yeah. Well, rest in
peace. Best show,
hi.
Hi.
Hold up one second, Chief. Let's put these Snyders on here somewhere. in tribute to Reggie Miller, number 31. Those are good. Those things will turn your stomach. You eat one bite too many and you're nauseous with those Snyder's pretzel, right. What is the full thing?
Honey mustard.
Yeah. And onion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put those, they go on. Peanut butter cups not being on the list is an abomination. How many followers you got? Got 100 followers. You've been on Twitter. You've been on Twitter for 12 years. You got 100 followers. That's an abomination. You could get 200 followers by just trying a little bit. All right, maybe we'll put peanut butter cups on this thing. 50 peanut butter cups. Any brand. Peanut butter cups, in parentheses, any brand.
Maybe you would like those minis more. You know, the mini version.
They don't seem like snacks as much. Those just seem like candy. Like, there's
wow, you just blew my mind, Tom.
There's an art to this, Mike.
Because those minis, you can pop them. I mean, you can just pop them one after the other, whereas the larger version, I can see, you know, it gets sort of sawdusty in the middle.
It does. It's too peanut buttery sometimes.
But it's not even like real peanut butter.
It's like Australia. It feels like you're stuck in the middle of this, in the middle of nowhere land. It's great on the edges. It's great on the edges. In the middle, it's a little too much. Hey, who do we got here? Best show, hi.
Hi, this is Sharon in Los Angeles.
Sharon in Los Angeles.
Sharon, yep.
S-H-A-R-O-N?
S-H-A-R-O-N, yes.
Sharon, welcome to the Best Show.
Thank you.
How are things in Los Angeles, Sharon?
Pretty good. I found something cool at a record store, if you want to know about it. It's a Best Show magazine flexi disc.
Oh, I know about it. It's got Kurt Vile and Raining Sound on it.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it is good.
I just wanted to rep the Arroyo Records in Highland Park, where I found that. Have you ever been to that store?
I have not been to the Arroyo Records, no.
I think you would dig it. It's a new one.
What's your favorite record of 2021?
Is this a trick question where I'm supposed to know?
No, not at all. I just want to know what you're thinking.
I'm a little behind, but pretty much all the stuff that's been coming out on Dewey, which is a Soul Wax record label, I've been enjoying a lot. I'm trying to remember if the one that I really dug called Highlights was 2020 or 2021.
Okay. You know a record I like? I've been listening to a bunch. The reissue came out a week or two ago. It is called, the artist is called Hailumergia. It's this African organ record. It's really good. It's called Tezeta is the name of the album. The reissue from, I think, 1975. It's very good.
Where is the artist?
Hailumergia.
I'll do my best with that.
Cool. You'll find it.
I'll find it. Thank you.
So what do you got for the list, my friend?
I feel pretty strongly about this one. The Trader Joe's Dress Circle Crispy Crunchy Chocolate Chip Cookies. It's the little cookies in the tub.
The little cookies in the tub.
Yeah, Trader Joe's. It's like just a big tub of cookies. They're very crispy and crunchy and small, but you could eat like half a tub of those, no problem. Never had those?
I don't think they're going to make the list, but you know what I do think is going to make the list? Number 37, and please write it as I say it, that blue tin of butter cookies that everyone gets around Christmas. You ever have those, Sharon?
Good call.
Yeah, I am very dairy intolerant these days, but I have.
But you know they're good, though.
The Danish cookies, right?
I think they are Danish cookies, but we're going to call them that blue tin of butter cookies that everyone gets around Christmas.
You've got that little sprinkling of sugar on top, right?
A little sprinkling of sugar. Now, Mike, yeah. You and I are on the same page.
Yeah,
now.
Oh, no. We're somebody used to bring page. Them into the bar. Somebody used to bring them into the bar around the holidays, and yeah, mm-hmm. They'd go.
You don't need more sugar than that, just the big little chunks. Perfect.
Yeah, a little bit, just lightly sprinkled. Anything else for the list, Sharon?
I had general notes. I wrote everything down, trying to stay organized. Life cereal.
Life cereal. I don't know. Did any cereal make this list?
Nope.
I tried eating some of those Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I was in a really garbagey mood. I went to the store. I got a box of that. Like, I haven't had any of these in a million years. I got it. I had two spoonfuls. I almost needed to go to the hospital. Who the F can digest all that sugar? Not me, man. I can't do it. It's eating me from the inside. Sharon, I thought I saw the pearly gates.
I know the feeling.
Is there anything like that that you can't handle that you used to be able to eat as a child?
Well, I'm coming to terms with I put the crunchy cookies on the list. I shouldn't be eating those. I know I shouldn't be, but,
none of us.
Yeah, should. I mean, trying to think of the ones that I really can't, other than anything with dairy in it, than almost everything.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, what else do you have what else do you have on that list you're keeping track of?
Okay. Fruit wise, banana, is that up there yet?
I don't like bananas.
You don't like them? Okay.
Well, I like them I like bananas in certain contexts. A regular old banana. It's, I gotta say, I can eat, it's gotta hit the sweet spot. Not too ripe, not too overripe, not too bruised. Not too stringy. There's too many variables with a straight up banana. You take a banana, you chop it up and throw it in some yogurt. Yeah, I got no problem with that. But a plain old banana, too many variables for Tom.
Fair enough.
You can only wonder what the committee's thinking about that. The snack pack.
I like bananas.
I like banana. I like putting peanut butter on it.
All right. Getting shoved around here, Sharon. You're shoving me around.
I am?
I don't like it. No, you're not.
I'm sorry.
Oh, like, okay. You're not. It's not you, Sharon. Not you. The committee.
Pat, what do you think about a banana? You're quiet on this one.
Banana. I love bananas. I eat them all the time. I like them a little bit green at the tips.
All right,
that's my take.
What if you start? What if you start unpeeling a banana, Pat, and then you see a big fat bruise on it?
If it's still in that phase I'm talking about, where it's kind of a little hint of green at the tips, I'm chomping down on that.
All right.
Yeah, but
thinking of bananas, I'm thinking of plantain, salted plantain chips.
But plantain chips?
Yeah.
Interesting. I do like plantain chips.
Nice. Salty. It's a salty snack.
You know, some would call me Jersey Bjork. Others would call me a banana man.
Banana man.
Yeah.
I don't like that as a nickname. Like Jersey Bjork.
Jersey Bjork's here to stay.
Jersey Bjork is here to stay. Would you get a tattoo that said Jersey Bjork?
I don't have any tattoos, but it's a pretty darn good one, isn't it?
If it just said really small, if it was like an outline of the state of New Jersey and then it just said Jersey Bjork
as
in
long
the
as
script.
It, I'll say this, as long as it wasn't the Parkway logo redone. I'm so sick of the Parkway logo redone. I think we can all retire the idea that, hey, what if the Jersey Parkway logo, but we made it something else? Like, we don't ever have to see that ever again.
No, we get it.
Yeah. But yeah, maybe a tattoo. If somebody could mock it up, I don't know, Perry Schau, I'm sure he's open to the idea. Let's see.
Perry's got some cool ink.
Yeah.
What if you saw Perry and he's like, yeah, I actually got a tattoo and it said Jersey Bjork on it.
Hmm.
What if it said Philly Bjork?
Then I'd let him have it. Then we might be two guys with matching tattoos.
He might be. I'm going to say this: Perry Schau, the front person for the band Hound and other projects. A very talented person. I'll say this, Perry: if you want to be Philly Bjork, it's up to Pat. Pat is the final arbiter of whether you can be called Philly Bjork or not.
That's fair. I'll think about it.
All right. It's the balls in Pat's court on that one. Sharon, anything else?
I have one utilitarian snack. It's not a fun one, but it is very useful. Okay. Like a work snack.
We got to have those on here, too.
Yeah. It's a raw almonds.
Yeah, I think we got to have a nod to something that's very functional like that. I think you're right. I fought it for a while. 41 raw almonds.
Where?
41.
Tribute
to Glenn Rice. What's that?
Oh, I was just saying, yeah, low on the list makes sense to me.
Yeah, I love it. All right, my friend, you have a great night.
Thanks, you too.
Yeah, bye. I'm looking here and I see Mike's getting into it with somebody on Twitter. Arguing about the cookies.
Tom, almonds 41?
Yeah, raw almonds.
Raw almonds. Cool.
This list is filling up.
Oh, someone on Twitter asked this a while ago, and I meant to bring it up. Can we read the list top to bottom to remind people what's on, what's not?
Sure. Let's do it.
All right. You got it.
How many slots do we have left? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... 6, 7, 8, 9 slots left?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I have 8. Okay.
Here we go. What about pizzeria pretzel combos?
I don't know. Combos. I like combos just fine.
It's a good
I like
road.
A good combo.
It's a good road snack.
Yeah. No, I got 9, Jason.
Plantain chips make it?
Did that get approved or no?
All right, let's put plantain chips on here.
5, 6, 7. Yeah, you're right, yeah. Pat. There's 9.
Never thought I'd hear those. That's like hear Fonzie saying, ruh, ruh. I was ruh, 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 ruh. For Jason to say, Pat, you're right.
He needs to know the moments when he is, and I will say that.
Thank you. Should we recap the list real quick?
Hold on a second. That's the most condescending thing I've ever heard a human say. He needs to know when he's right.
We have to make him aware.
I didn't dispute it. He's right.
No, he needs to know when he's right. As if you're just like, I don't know when I'm right.
It's the only way he'll learn.
I mean, all right. It's
plantain chips. This is what I want to do. Switch out. Chocolate-covered almonds can move from 47 to 27, and then 47 can be plantain chips. I'm trying to be nice to Mike because Masses is going under.
Thank you.
That's all he's got.
I've been out of there, actually, for a couple months.
All the characters. What's going to happen to all the characters there? Squeezy, Lou, right? Squeezy Lou.
They've already taken it outdoors.
Dirty Steve.
they hang out on a pier.
Greedo.
Right? Greedo, Dirty Steve, Squeezy Lou.
Horny Frank.
Hammerhead.
Horny Frank. Hornier Frank. Horniest Frank.
Mushmouth.
I don't mind Horny Frank. Not nuts about Hornier Frank. Really don't like Horniest Frank.
Horniest Frank takes it to a whole other level.
So they've been doing their business outside, Mike?
Yeah, now that it's nice, they've got an outdoor spot that they go to. They load up some coolers. They don't have to tip anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It works for them.
Oh, great. Well, that's well, they were architects of Mass's demise. I hope they're proud.
Uh-huh.
So we got this list.
Oh, do we need to read it, right? So people know.
We got to recap the list.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
If you say the numbers from 50 to 1, I'll say the food.
Okay, number 1.
No, from 50 to 1.
Oh, sorry. 50. Number 50.
Peanut butter cups, any brand.
49.
Watermelon slice.
48.
Salmon and cream cheese on a cracker.
47.
Plantain chips.
46.
Hazelnut Ritter Sport.
45.
Roll with jelly, with or without butter.
44.
Helio Puffs, Himalayan pink salt.
43.
Antelope.
42.
Chocolate covered Oreos.
41.
Raw almonds.
40.
Apple with peanut butter.
39.
Cool Ranch Doritos.
38.
Creamsicle.
37.
That blue tin of butter cookies that everyone gets around Christmas.
36.
Air Pop Popcorn.
35.
Peanut M&Ms and Air Pop Popcorn.
34.
Honey Roasted Peanuts.
33.
S'mores.
32.
The gunk stuck to an ice cream sandwich wrapper.
31.
Snyder's Honey Mustard and Onion Pretzel Bites.
30.
Cinnamon Raisin Bread.
29.
Old Pizza.
28.
Grapes.
27.
Chocolate-covered almonds.
26 is open.
Blank.
25.
26 is open.
25.
25 is Cheetos, the tight, crunchy kind, not the dumb, puffy kind.
24.
Ritz and peanut butter.
23.
Peaches.
22.
Buttered roll with poppy seeds.
21. Open slot.
Empty.
20. Open slot. 19.
Wawa soft pretzel.
18.
Cheese it.
17.
Peanut butter pretzels.
16 open. 15.
Date shake.
14.
Snickers.
13 through 11 open. Number 10.
Buttered corn muffin with grill marks.
9.
Entenmann's chocolate donut, refrigerated.
8.
Cheese and crackers.
7.
Goo Goo clusters.
Number 6 is open. Number 5.
Peanut chews.
4.
Almond Snickers bar.
3.
Coffee crisp.
2.
Pineapple.
And the number 1 slot.
Butter roll. So we're filling it up fast. What else we got here, my friends?
I'm going to go to number line 4.
Best show. Hi.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
This is Stephen in Oakland.
Stephen in Oakland. How are you tonight, Stephen?
I'm all right. And you're doing well, so that's good.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm looking at this fight going on Twitter, Stephen. Mike is fighting with some kid over whether pudding is for children or adults.
Where does Mike stand on it?
He thinks pudding is for children and chocolate pudding is for pre-adolescents. I would say, I really tickled your fancy.
Well, where does butterscotch stand with Mike? At what age
What is age appropriate for butter, Scott?
This is what I'll say about pudding. I think Mike's on to something. He's half right on this. Pudding is like the Benjamin Button of snacks. It's for the very beginning or the very end. All the rest in the middle. You got no room for pudding.
I know some people are nuts about rice pudding. I guess that's sort of an adult pudding. There's a deli in Bayonne. People go nuts about, oh, you got to try the rice pudding. I tried it, you know. But the texture, you know, the texture of pudding is, like you said, for kids.
Like getting brains.
For kids, you know, because.
Rice pudding looks like brains.
Yeah, I never thought of that.
And I'll say this about rice pudding. I think a rice pudding, chocolate pudding, butterscotch pudding, all the thing. All I picture is me in a hospital bed and one of the candy stripers brings my food in and sets it down in front of me. Oh boy, you got a nice dinner for you tonight, Tom. And I lift the little plastic lid up and the steam pours out over my steamed fish.
Green
then beans. I tear the aluminum foil lid off my little 2 ounce of apple juice. Got some green beans blanched, boiled into oblivion. Oh, then look at that dessert. Boy, oh boy, I got a treat coming up. Pudding. Then I reach over, unplug all the cables.
That's a wrap.
Pudding is the way to go. That's the way to go.
Hospital food.
Yeah.
Pudding is hospital food.
You've got no teeth left, so yeah, they got to make it easy on you.
Either you don't have them yet or they're all gone.
Mm-hmm.
That's what pudding's for. Whether you're saying hello to your teeth or goodbye to your teeth.
Pudding and applesauce. Pudding and applesauce.
Now, exactly. Mike, we're on the same page. I'm looking at this. The toad coming from some of the, I tell you, this snack thing certainly showed some true colors. I've never gotten a more heat thrown back at me than for something as innocuous as top 50 snacks.
Uh-huh.
People treat me like a war criminal. Some of these things. Z-Man. Listen to the toad of this tweet. I'll allow it. As long as Reese's eggs or just the seasonal shapes overall get on there and fairly high. Cups were great, but then eggs came along. I got two'd from him. I got it from his other brother getting me on the buttered roll. Where'd these kids grow up? A 7-Eleven? The Walliner family, did they live in a 7-Eleven? The snack expert, the expertise on display. All right.
You were saying earlier about peanut butter cups being way too much in the middle, and I feel that way.
Too much,
especially about the egg. The egg is probably one of the more heinous moves of just excessive use of peanut butter, and I really like peanut butter. It's too much.
Thank you. Look at this. Somebody still no Hostess, Little Debbie, or Tasty Cake representation. Some list.
Didn't somebody suggest Nutty Buddies? Did that not make the list?
Yeah, I think it was Dudio did.
I said oatmeal cream pie.
Look, Dudio, I never heard you say oatmeal cream pie.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I didn't. 26, oatmeal cream pie. Those are outstanding.
Those are great. Thank you.
What about
an oatmeal cream pie? It makes a nod toward health, the oatmeal portion of it.
Yes.
But it's not even remotely healthy. It's garbage that happens to have, at some point, been associated with oatmeal.
Have you ever had a tabletop apple pie?
Those are nice.
Are those the little mini ones?
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. I'm not going to put Hostess pie on here with that weird that weird shape of that weird kidney-shaped pie.
That's not even real fruit.
It's not even a real fruit. Hostess, God knows where that fruit's from.
Hostess cupcake, maybe, but not the pie.
Putting a Twinkie on the list. Twinkie was, what am I, fifth grade? I'm going to put chocodiles on it while I'm at it.
Those raspberry tasty cakes are pretty good.
Mike, all the snacks are pretty good. This is a top 50.
Yeah, I know.
This is go time here. And let me say this. These Nets fans are getting on my nerves. You know
America's
why?
Team. Please, America's team.
Let me say this. No, zip it for a second.
Come on, it's number one. They're going all the way.
Of course they are, because it's not a team. Of course they're going all the way. They're a weak all-star team is what they are.
Yeah.
They would be a viable but weak all-star team.
But they had a little drama. Harden was injured the other day.
Oh, no. What can it do? Kevin Durant is on the team. Oh, geez. What are they going to do? A guy who scores 35 and 10 without even breaking a sweat. And then, oh, here we go. We just got this little scrapper coming out of nowhere. Blake Griffin.
He is scrapping.
You know. Oh, he's just an old-fashioned meat and potatoes player. Oh, wait, he was a number one pick? Oh, that's right. We forgot that. I saw more Nets games than any of you bums. I've been in the building for more Nets games than any of you people going, oh, the Knicks lost. Oh, how's that feel? First of all, I saw more Nets games. I've cheered more for the Nets than you've ever cheered in your whole life. These new Nets fans, they're in for a rude awakening past this year, because I'll say one thing. They're going to win it all this year. They're probably going to lose one more game tops, and they win it all. And it's going to get easier for them as they power through the playoffs. Of course they're going to win it all. It's a foregone conclusion. That's what happens when these super teams get put together. They win. They win all the time. They always win because they're super teams. The other teams are just teams. But I'll say this. Might say Brooklyn on the front of that uniform. Still says Nets on there. Eventually, the Nets part of that will take over again. And it's back to the turlet. And they're going to have a weird championship that they can hold that thing in a Subway sandwich shop for their parade. There'll be room left over. They could hold it at a Sbarro's. There's no real fans for this team. The Nets, this is the true state of New York basketball. The Knicks were overachievers. They should have been in the lottery. They overachieved, made the playoffs. They rightfully their level was rightfully exposed in the playoffs. They got bounced after five games. That's what they were about. Yet, Derrick Rose is a more popular player in New York than anyone on the Nets. Well, how's that fit for you? This guy has been on nine teams. He's been on the Knicks twice.
Joe Harris is a scrapper.
He's 380 years old. Derrick Rose, he's more popular than any of the superstars on the Nets. And that is, you could take that one to the bank. Of course the Nets are going to win. I saw more Nets games than all of you. All of you. Who, I mean, you guys ever go see? Mike, tell me who their center was in 1995.
1995?
Starting center and backup center.
I can't do that. Of course you can. I don't memorize
Benoit Benjamin,
rosters.
Benoit Benjamin and Yinka Darre.
Okay. Yeah. I don't memorize rosters. No. Sports to me is just a diversion. I'm not like a sports page reading guy. I don't read sports stories. I mean, you know, sports, I think, has been ruined by all the talk that surrounds sports. Mm-hmm. I wish they just show the game. I don't need, you know, the half hour preliminary nonsense, you know?
Was this network? You start screaming at your window.
I'm standing, Tom. Can you tell I'm standing? I'm standing in the middle of the room.
Commanding.
I've taken the microphone in my hand, and now I'm standing in the middle of the room. I'm just getting started. No, but you know, it's just a diversion for me. You know, it's fun. I don't memorize numbers, you know. I've never been that way, you know, just fixated like, on sports.
God bless you. God bless you.
I like it, you know.
You like it. You have fun with it.
Yeah, it's
you
fun.
You think I'm living and dying by this stuff?
No, but you're deeper. You're deeper into it.
No, I love it. I love
you know,
it.
You know, the numbers and, you know.
It doesn't keep me up at night. It doesn't keep me up at night. Mike, in 1994, a young Tom sat at a diner after Game 7 of the NBA Finals where he watched his beloved New York Knicks go down to the Houston Rockets. And I sat at that diner by myself and I said to myself, I am so sad right now. This can never happen again. I had no control over what happened on that court. It has nothing to do with my actual real life.
Yeah.
I cannot let that dictate my life.
Yeah, these guys who cry.
I made myself a promise. I cannot care as much as I cared during that playoff run. I've cared plenty, but I've never cared that much again. I can't do it. It destroyed me. Why didn't I put this in my book? This is not my book. It never ends. By the way, I have a book coming. I called It Never Ends. Comes out on July 6th. It's a memoir. I finished recording the audiobook. You can get that over where you get audiobooks. But the book is the way to go. The book is a true – I worked very hard on this book, and I'm very proud of it. Comes out July 6th. You go to TomWroteABook.com. You can see all about it up there. We got a book plate, signed book plate designed by Julia Vickerman. She did an amazing book plate that I signed a million of them. Everybody, you want one? You pre-order the book before it comes out and just go to TomWroteABook.com and submit the form and you'll get a signed book plate. And boy, oh boy, am I going to be doing some, I'm trying to get some interviews going here. Remember, and I said it, I'll do an interview with anybody for this book. You know, I did an interview with a teacher last week who just had a newsletter. I don't care. I'll tell anybody about this book.
You should be talking to Rolling Stone about this book.
Thank you, Jason. I appreciate that. We got some big things coming up. We got big things and small things. I'll talk to anybody. I'm talking all. But these people on Twitter, no, you sound like a crybaby because you talk about the Knicks. I've loved the Nets more than you've ever loved the Nets, you bastards. You rat bastards.
I've seen them a couple of times, not a lot. I'll say this about basketball.
They were somewhere else before Brooklyn?
Yeah. But I'll say this about basketball in general. I prefer it on television. I felt too far away from the game when I saw it live. I mean, I saw Michael Jordan play against the Nets, and, you know, you have to see Michael Jordan at least once, right?
Yeah, so, open that wallet, Mike.
Yeah, no, I did. But I don't know, something about live NBA games, just I feel too out of it. Same with football. Football, you're too out of it, too.
Well, football's maybe the worst live experience imaginable. It feels like you're on a prison barge. I went to a Giants game about 5 years ago. It really does feel like this is like Suicide Squad. Like this is like you're with a bunch of convicts who have all been gathered for a mission that is yet to be revealed. Then you can't see anything. You have no idea it takes 5 minutes between plays and you're sitting next to just the dregs of humanity.
And you're suffering with cold. It's a cold environment for a lot of games. So I went to a Giants Bills game. It was raining. It was freezing rain, which is actually worse.
That means mutants start turning it into a point of pride. They're like, it's raining. It's raining. Yeah, it's raining. I don't want to get wet. Now
I wasn't dressed appropriately. I didn't have the right footwear. My toes were like numb by the end of the game. I could barely walk back to the car.
Mm-hmm.
The parking arrangement is ridiculous. You got to pay $40 to park.
I had to get on like a bus.
Yeah.
Like I went to a Giants game. I had to get on a bus.
Yeah.
Like you park 11 miles from the stadium and you get on a bus that takes you to the thing just so you could go get treated like you're in some sort of hostage situation. It was literally the worst. Worst food. Worst sport, worst view. Worse everything.
I had pretty good seats, if I recall correctly, too.
I had good seats.
You won the first level.
It's terrible. It was awful. The worst. Football. Football's for almost cursed. Actually, almost cursed. I almost said dip S. But I'll say dimwits. So, okay. So you Nets fans, shove off. I know what I'm talking about more than you'll ever know. How dare you? Close that off. Okay. Number 44 on the New Jersey Nets, Derek Coleman. Whoop-de-damn-doo. Where do you think I got that from? From a New Jersey net. Who's that?
I saw him
play.
He's
one of the Nets.
The one game
that,
I
Pat?
Went to. One game I went to, I saw Coleman play.
Yeah. That was some team they had back then, Armand Gilliam.
I won a Derek Coleman jersey that was three sizes too big. To this day, three sizes too big.
You still have it?
Yeah. At that game.
Wearing that around town, Pat.
At that game, my seat number one, that jersey.
You got to wear that around. Everybody will think you're Mr. Cool because they have a vintage, you have a throwback Nets jersey.
Yeah.
What size is it?
It was probably like the largest size they had just to like, it was also mid 90s. So everybody wore large stuff anyway, but it would have been like, if I wore it then, it would have been touching my shoes.
And look, Jason, I know when we talk about basketball, you think you had basketball in West Virginia, but it's like you got the peach basket with the bottom kind of carved out, right?
Yeah.
And then you're just lobbing a bowling ball up at the peach basket. That's not basketball.
Yeah, the basket's like 2 feet off the ground.
Ball's got to be able to bounce. That bowling ball that you guys found in the mine doesn't work.
Well, we had fun doing it, Tom.
No, I'm not saying you didn't have fun.
It brought the town together.
Yeah, no, the town united. This little bowling ball's got people talking. Dumbest thing ever. Every one of these movies. Seabiscuit. This horse has people talking. Really? Everybody's talking about the horse? We sure? This horse is giving people hope. Why? It's a horse. You're getting hope from a horse? Those were weird days back then.
When I worked at Dish Network as I was one of the customer service people that you'd call in and be like, my satellite ain't working. And I would have to figure out how to help you and figure it out.
Uh-huh.
A really old woman called in and she had no problem with her system. She just wanted me to explain the story of Seabiscuit to her.
You're kidding.
So I had to recently seen it, thankfully. So I was able to just like tell her the story as I could remember. And that's all she wanted. She was very happy. She was very lonely. And now she understood Seabiscuit and that was good to go. The call ended.
That's a sweet story.
Yeah.
Munchkins. What do we think? There's no donut on this list. A donut is a viable snack.
We got the Entenmann. The chocolate donut.
That's true. We do have a donut. Those are a special. That's a special singular experience. And by the way, we're moving that up from 9 to 6. those are amazing. Uh-huh. They should even be higher. Honestly, actually, put that at 4. Can you switch 9 and 4? Almond yeah. Snickers can go to 9. Entenmann's chocolate donut refrigerator can go to 4.
Here's a situation.
And
Tom.
4 became 9.
If the story,
that's fine.
If the store is out of the Entenmann's chocolate donuts, but they only have the mixed donuts pack, would you get that just for the chocolate donuts?
Well, I like the others too, like the
powdered ones.
The one that has like the
crumb,
little bits of
the crumb,
the crumb cake one.
Yeah, I like it. Entenmann's is pretty unimpeachable.
Yeah,
on the whole. Yeah, nice raspberry strudel. Right?
We don't have brownies on this list.
All right, Mike, that's a good point. Number 21, brownies.
With nuts or without?
Brownies, parentheses, with or without nuts.
All right.
Okay.
No preference? No preference.
Snack police up in here. I tell you, the one thing with those powdered, the white powder on those donuts, that's one of the things that, getting older has, left, though that eludes me now at this point in my life. That white powder on those donuts.
Yeah.
Seems like what? That powder is more suitable if you drop it in a bag at a bank robbery for it to blow up on the criminals. They run out of the bank with the money in it, and then it goes tick, 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 and then like the white powder from the, the white donut powder shoots out and ruins all the money and gets all over them.
They're only good on, what's the fried dough? I'm blanking out here. The Italian, Zeppelis.
Zeppelis,
yeah.
Zeppelis are good. Like a funnel cake, too. Those are good.
Zeppelis, yeah, like a stomach ache in a bag.
It is, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And you got to eat them all, right? You get that small bag. You think you're just going to eat a couple? But you can't leave them for a day.
You don't think Zeppelin's too hard? Yeah, I know. Zeppelin's are forewarning you what's in the bag when that grease starts seeping through within 10 seconds of them handing you the bag. Yeah. You're like, if this is permeating the bag already, what's in there? What's in the actual food?
It's fried dough.
Not putting Zeppelin's on this.
Oh, come on. Pancake. Come on. It's a staple.
Staple, yeah.
Jersey Carnival staple.
I got to get my stomach stapled after eating those. That's the only staple that goes on with that. All right, the list is getting close to being done. Caller, what do you have, caller? Anything?
I had a couple of potential candidates.
What was your name again? It was like 4.5 hours ago since we met.
I know. It's Steven.
Steven, that's right.
Yes.
Any thoughts? What's it like to be on hold for that? Or to be on the line on the show and listening to it? Is it frustrating? Is it thrilling? What is it like?
I laughed a bunch.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Steven, did you watch the Logan Paul boxing match?
No, absolutely not.
It's a true end of times event.
Yeah, I have no interest in seeing either of those men.
Do you think there's a chance that either Paul brother serves, holds political office?
I'm confident that there will be a run at some point. I don't know about holding office.
I think you're correct. I think a Paul brother, either Logan or Jake, will run for office, like senator.
How soon In our future, do you think we will see a politician with a visible tattoo, like either poking out of their wrist or their neck?
What level of office?
Senator. Why not? Let's go high level.
Can someone search senators with tattoos? I wonder if there is anybody already. I'm shocked that
there's probably somebody with like an armband. But
who's that tall? Is it Detroit mayor? He's real tall. He's got like a really
Philly?
What's that?
There's that dude in Philly who's running for office now. The one who was a part of the Pennsylvania recount stuff. All that nonsense.
There was that
one guy who like is now that guy's running for office.
John Fetterman.
Fetterman, yes, he's running for office. He's got a lot of ink. I think he was a human canvas on season 6 of Ink Master. I think he got a biomechanical tattoo. So what do we got here?
Elotes, corn. Grilled corn with mayonnaise and cheese and salt and lime.
Have you ever had mayonnaise? Can be in anything on this list.
I know, it kind of toes the line between more of an appetizer than a snack, but sometimes, like, man, some corn and salt and
oh, I get it. There's gotta be a corn-based snack that fits the bill more than that, though.
Right. I understand.
You're so close, Stephen.
seedless red grapes.
Well, we just have grapes on here. It's an all-encompassing grapes. Okay. Number 20.
I must have missed that part. I apologize. Okay. So my last one then, Haribo gummies, either the Coca-Cola bottles or the cherries.
See, I pushed back when somebody said, what did they say? They wanted,
sour gummies.
Sour gummies. I would go for a peach gummy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Haribo has a nice peach gummy. They also have
this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. You ready for this? Okay. Number 23 is peaches. Move number 23 to number 12, please. Peaches go all the way to number 12. You happy, Mike? Your beloved peaches.
I am, yeah.
Now, number 11, peach gummies.
Mm. Peach rings or just gummies?
Peach rings.
Yeah.
Peach gummy rings. Number 11. Man must defy nature first. The peach gummy ring over the actual peach.
Well, that's all I have. It's
well, that you, thank you so much. You have a great night.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
All right, four spots. We got to cover a lot of ground. What are the vacancies that would need to be filled with these four spots? Like what type of snack is missing on this?
So we have a top 10. So number 6 is open. We have a top 20.
What is an actual snack missing? Like what type of snack is yet to be on it? We have crackers on it now.
We don't have malt balls.
Like, malt balls.
Yeah, malt. You know what malt is?
Yeah, no, I know like what it is. Malted Maltesers. Milk balls.
Yeah, they come malted in the milk cartons.
Yeah.
We really don't have any potato chips on here.
That's what I was going to say. We got to get a potato chip on here.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
Number 6 should be a potato chip.
Have you ever had
any barbecue?
Have you ever had a voodoo chip, Tom?
Voodoo chip.
I have had a voodoo chip.
I think those are the best chip.
You think it's better than Lay's All Dressed?
Oh yeah, 100%. Voodoo. I don't like to use this word, but trumps most.
I can't believe you said that.
It's tricky.
I mean, I would honestly put both on because they're two completely different type of chips. The Voodoo chip is really thick. It is a mouth shredder, but they're both great.
What am I going to do when this list comes out and some kid comes up to me with a bandage wrapped around his mouth because he read the list and he tried to copy his hero, Tom, and he ate a voodoo chip and now the roof of his mouth is all shredded. What do I say to that kid?
Them's the breaks.
That's fair. I could just say them's the breaks. Number 6, Lay's All Dressed.
Oof.
You notice Canada represented very highly with 2 of the top 10. Coffee Crisp, only in Canada. Lay's Dressed, consistently in Canada, not all, sometimes in America. Okay. Let's go to the phones, please. How many calls we got? Full phones?
We have full phones, but I just told the last caller that we may not get to them.
Okay, thanks. Right. We'll do these 4 and then that's it.
Well, we have a special friend of the show on 5.
Is this someone I like?
Yes.
Give me their initials.
BC.
No, JK.
Oh, I know who this is. Please put JK through.
John Kerry?
No, it's JK Rowling. Very exciting. Best show, hi.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. Who is this?
This is your old friend Josh in Boston.
Josh in Boston. Now, this, everybody knows, the nimble fingers of Josh Cantor, the organist for your Detroit Pistons. No, for your Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, close enough.
Batting fourth, Carl Yastrzemski. No. Josh, to what do I owe the pleasure of this call? It's so exciting to hear from you. How is the season going?
The season's going well. I'm walking home from a game that got out on the late side and just felt like I wanted to say hello and touch base. But, you know, it's an unusual season, of course. And
yes,
it's less, it's far less depressing than last season, which felt like playing in a morgue every night, basically, for the 2 months that we had a season.
Very weird.
Yeah. And now it's, you know, the festiveness is kind of, it's growing slowly day by day. People are getting more into it. More people are allowed mm-hmm. to come in, and the team's playing pretty well. So I'm glad to have somewhere to go and glad to have a thing where I can, you know, play music and people can hear it.
It's very exciting. And now you've been the organist for the Red Sox for, let me see if I can calculate this. You have been the organist for, hold on, I can do this, 17 years.
Well, if you count last year, which was a partial year, then this year is currently my 19th.
19th? Wow. Okay, that's the, it's amazing.
Yeah, they, you know, the numbers add up. So,
you know what would be a great song for you to play at the stadium? And you go, like go real low on that part, like.
Yeah, for sure. That one's a classic. It definitely appears at least once or twice a year.
How about?
I played that one once at a minor league game, and a friend of mine who was at that game threatened to disown me afterwards. So, to the best of my recollection, that's the only time I've ever played that one.
Played chicken? Was that Chicken Dance?
The Chicken Dance, yeah.
Now, Josh, do you have anything for this list?
Are we talking about the snack list or the band list?
Either list.
Okay. Well, I heard on my way out of the park this evening, I heard you recapping the snack list, and I thought it was perfect. So I wouldn't change a thing except for the empty spots, but I don't feel like anything that I like would.
Well, let's hear what you like. You might, there's three slots left.
Oh, good Lord. I like those cookies at Trader Joe. They're called Dunkers.
Those are pretty good.
Yeah.
What else do you like? I don't know if Dunkers are top 50, though.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. I just don't feel like everything that I like is either already on the list or not in the top 50.
Sure. No, I got you. That makes sense.
But with the band names, I was a little confused. Are you dispensing band names or you're soliciting band names?
We're doing both. If you have a band name that you think would be good for a band, we can put it out there and anybody can claim it as long as they give credit.
I see. Okay, so.
Or if you have a band that needs a name, we can help you generate a name.
Well, that's probably more why I'm calling. A friend of mine and I are like maybe sort of starting a band and we don't have a name and we were discussing that. The name, and we hadn't come up with, you know, anything to our liking. So, I'd be happy to, you know.
What type of music will you be playing with this band?
It's there's two of us, and I think we'll be we're playing just music that we like to play. But I don't think, as far as I know, there's no kind of like artistic vision beyond that. So it's pretty. Okay. Wide open, I guess.
The Etsy Stranglers.
FC Stranglers, like football
Etsy,
club?
Etsy.
Oh, the Etsy Stranglers. Oh, that could work.
Where it's like, then it sounds like a crime. It sounds like a killer that had yet to be caught. Like reports are the Etsy Strangler has struck again.
Right. It's also very like findable in an online search. until there actually is an Etsy strangler someday, and then we won't want to be associated with that.
Then you're going to have a hard time.
Yeah. But I like it.
Okay, there you go. The Etsy stranglers.
Thanks.
So when will we hear from this band?
That's a good question. I hesitate to. I mean, you know how it is. You don't want to talk about the thing you're working on, right?
Sure. You want to do the thing. You want to do the thing. That's what I'm always telling the kids that work on this show. Because the kids on this staff, I've kind of taken on kind of like an avuncular role with the three kids who produce this show, and I try to give them wisdom whenever I find some for myself. I try to share it with them. I always tell them, don't dream it, be it.
That's right.
I always say, don't dream it, be it.
Yeah.
Would you ever play that at the stadium? Anything from Rocky Horror?
Oh, sure. I mean, the Time Warp definitely gets requested. Like, you know, I do this dumb thing where I let people in the stands pick the songs.
Mm-hmm.
So the Time Warp definitely gets picked, you know, at least once a year. And then everything else from that show, I feel like, is kind of a deep cut in comparison. But people ask for stuff sometimes, and I'm, you know, I'm there to accommodate, no matter.
You're amenable. You're amenable to requests. Yeah.
Yes, I'm there to make people happy.
What's the request where you took a request that maybe you were not feeling entirely confident about, and then you could feel people did respond to it?
I wasn't feeling confident, and then people did respond. I think when I first started taking requests, you know, like a decade ago, and I was getting a lot of requests for, like, the current top 40 of that time, because I had not really dove deep into that. And so I just wasn't certain how well it would translate. But a lot of it did, and I noticed people would get very enthusiastic about it. So now I keep, you know, half an eye on the current pop charts just to, you know, for whenever the new banger drops, I've got it, you know.
But you want everybody in the stadium to feel like they could hear something throughout the course of the game that speaks to them. I think that's a solid move.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, it's definitely, you know, most of what I play is popular enough that most people or most music fans would recognize it. Because you don't want to alienate people by just playing a bunch of stuff that everybody's like, I don't know any of these songs.
Yeah. You're just like,
you know, but then
you're like, what? I'm playing Flying Burrito Brothers. You guys don't like that?
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
And they're like, yeah, we, not that we don't like it. We just don't know it.
Yeah, exactly. So, but you know, then every once in a while I'll throw in little, you know, nuggets, things that are more off the beaten path because somebody is there and they're really enthusiastic and excited to hear it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love it. And I love that 19 years in, our guy, Josh Cantor, still holding it down. It's a special.
Doing my best.
It's truly special.
Thanks, Tom.
Of course. And thanks for Josh. We will talk very soon.
I love it.
Okay, you take care.
You too, bye.
Okay, bye. That was a nice call, Josh Cantor. What else we got? Next call. Beshow, hi.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, who's this?
This is Woody in Rochester.
Woody in Rochester. He's a good caller. Woody's a good caller. What do you got, Woody?
Well, first of all, I just wanted to respond to what Pat said about those kind of regional pride tattoos. There's like a Rochester logo that everybody gets. I mean, I know literally dozens of people who have this Rochester logo tattoo.
That stinks.
You might
bums you out a little bit, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, it's kind of a cool-looking logo, but at a certain point it loses all meaning for the people. You know, it's just, you might as well, you know, it's the, like the who has the stars? Is it Sneetches?
Did I say that again?
Dr. Seuss, they all have the stars on their bellies. You know, if everybody gets the same star, then they're all the same. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You get it. I'm really enjoying the Mike trying to, you know, turn the best show into like an Ingmar Bergman movie.
I know, right? You pick up on that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, Mike's the seventh Saltine.
The seventh Saltine. How's that sound? How do you like that, Mike?
I like it. Thinking about it, I enjoyed your deathbed scene. Maybe that could be a topic. How do you see yourself going out?
Oh boy. How do you see yourself going out?
Yeah. I think I've discussed this before. You know, I'm going to die alone. I know that. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to be in Bayonne now. But, you know, in Bayonne, I saw myself as being wedged in a space between the bed and the wall. That that I squirmed in agony, fell into this space. And then, you know, I'm going to be alerted. The mailman is going to be the first one to notice something's up. That happens a lot.
Hey, Tom, we're going to shut down the stream.
And and then on the first search, they can't find me. Mm-hmm. Because no one thinks to look in that space between the wall and the bed.
Mm-hmm.
So then maybe I go another couple more days, and then somebody gives it a second look. And that's when the smell is so strong.
Sure, sure. The smell is so strong that they find your rotting corpse.
They couldn't miss it that time.
Oh, of course. Who could have missed your rotting corpse at that point, huh, Mike?
Yeah.
What's the last snack you're going to eat?
Well, actually, I just put it up on Twitter. Salted peanuts. Should be on the list, I think.
Salt peanuts. Salt peanuts.
Yeah.
If that happens, Mike, you know a song I will sing at your funeral?
What's that?
Dave Matthews Band, The Space Between Us.
Oh, no, Dave Matthews.
Space Between Us.
When he sings Salt Peanuts.
The space between the wall and the bed was where we found Mike. He had been dead for a week and a half. You're laughing. You're horrible. Most gruesome thing. Yeah, you're like.
That'll probably get some ants marching.
Beep, beep.
This is bleak. Can we not? Yeah. Can we not? Now, so what else we got? What do you got for us, my friend?
I have eaten croutons as a snack. I don't know if it goes in the top 50, but, you know, it'll do. But what I had one. I was surprised when you read the whole thing that nobody had this, but what about hummus?
He's not wrong. Hummus, 16.
I mean, feels like a classic, right?
It feels like it's so funny to think that there was a world where like hummus was just not a thing.
Right. And now it's
in the United States. And now it's in every grocery store, and it's a much better world because of that. So yeah, let's put hummus at number 16. Hummus and warm pita. How about that? Mm.
That's the way to do it.
Hummus and warm pita, 16. Two slots left, 13 and 20. Now, I know there's a contingent that wants me to put some sort of voodoo chip on there.
Voodoo chips.
All right, this is what we're going to do. We'll figure this out. I'll put a voodoo chip on the list. It ain't going to go in 16. It ain't going to be 13 or 20. Apple with peanut butter. Move 40 up to 13, please. Apple with peanut butter goes up to 13. Got to make a nod for the president's council on fitness. Try to get some kids to eat some healthy snacks around here for once in their lives. And then 40 can be, what was it again?
Zapp's voodoo chips?
Zapp's voodoo chips. Zapp's voodoo chips, number 40.
Woo!
There we go. And now we got number 20, the final snack.
I have a question.
Of course, Pat.
We have, and I appreciate Mike doing this the inclusion of a fresh baked brownie. But is there anything that encompasses the fresh baked cookie, like the bake sale, you know,
Pat,
gem?
Pat, I want to congratulate you on concluding the list. Number 20, fresh baked, fresh warm bake sale cookie. Fresh, warm, bake sale cookie.
Now, I mean, any of these calls could still outdo something on the list, right?
Something could get bounced. Something could get, everybody gets a voice. Right now, there are 50 items on the list. Anything could get bounced if one of these callers has a superior suggestion. Best show. Hi. Hello. Hi.
Hi. Hi, Tom. This is Matthew from Atlanta.
Matthew from Atlanta. What's up, Matthew?
Not much. I had a snack, but also I wanted some band names. But I heard the snack list is done now, right?
No. What do you got for the snack list? You can challenge now.
Let's see. I was going to suggest the Take 5 candy bar.
Take 5 candy bar is pretty good. You know what I'm going to do? I don't know. I still like an almond Snickers bar.
Yeah, that's understandable.
How many buttered rolls do you have on the list?
It's true.
Wow.
We do three.
I was going to suggest another biscuit.
Not enough. Thing, which, no, Take 5 don't bounce no buttered rolls. So you better watch, Mike. I'll bounce your raw almonds off the list. your beloved plantain chips. No, we're going to say that it's a quality candy bar.
Yeah, it's fine. Actually, I was going to suggest you do clusters before you mentioned them. So
yeah,
until those are definitely.
What else you got for me, my friend?
Oh yeah, I was going to ask about like a band name for my band. It's kind of like Suicide-y, Fad Gadget, Pet Shop Boy sounding, kind of like new wavy.
Okay.
I play synthesizers. I have a friend who plays bass.
Two members?
Yeah.
So keyboard and bass.
Yeah, like I do like the drum machines and like the synths and vocals.
Let's see. What's your current name? Do you have a current name?
For a while I was doing it solo and I was going by Mannequin Lover, but I want to change that name. So.
Mm-hmm. What about Dead Robot?
Dead Robot, I like that.
Dead Robot or Robots.
What was that?
Dead Robot or Dead Robots, depending on what you want to call it.
Or Robots, okay, I see.
Or you could do MDR, Millions of Dead Robots, like a pun on MDC.
I kind of like that because like, I'm very influenced by Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, OMD. Okay.
Millions of Dead Robots.
Awesome.
All right, my friend. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, Tom. Have a good night.
You too. How many more calls, Pat?
Dose.
Give me one of those dose, please. Besho, hi.
Hi, Tom.
Oh, I know who this is. This is my friend. She loves Oreo cookies, right? Is this who that is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Michelle, the Oreo cookie aficionado.
Yeah, I'm back for the last week of snacks.
What do you think of this list, Michelle?
I think it's pretty good. Tonight's submissions were, I agree with a lot of them. The person who was talking about the corn, I don't know if you know this about me, but besides Oreos, corn is probably my second favorite food group. And I see that Elote did not make the list, but if you've ever had the Trader Joe's organic corn chip dippers, it's a corn-based chip, and it's seasoned with a Mexican-style street corn seasoning.
Wait, explain that again. What was it again? It was the what now?
It's a Trader Joe's organic corn chip dipper. So it's a corn-based chip, and it's got the elote seasoning on it. So it's like elote, but in chip form. And I'm salivating thinking about it. They're really good chips.
Michelle,
yes.
I trust you. I trust you implicitly, and I'm about to demonstrate how much I trust you.
I mean, I have more snacks, but go ahead.
Well, go give me the other snacks.
Okay. Well, let me just right off the bat. I was remiss in not. I just didn't think of it. So over the weekend, I came into some plain Oreos, like regular Oreos, and then I had double stoof Oreos. And the plain Oreos, I figured out, they're terrible. There's not enough cream. They're a weak cookie. The double stuff, on the other hand, perfect cookie. Great wafer to cream ratio. The wafer is crispy. It's chocolatey. It really is a perfect cookie. And I think I've just been so blindsided by the limited edition chemicals and flavors in the past few years that I just forgot about the simplicity of the double stoof Oreo. So that is one option that I'm throwing at you. Some other non-Oreo options that I have.
So that's a straight up double stuff is what you're saying.
Straight double stuff.
Should we swap that out for chocolate covered Oreos?
Both good. I don't want to take away somebody's snack, but I mean, the simplicity and it's just so classic. Like, I could eat a lot of double stuff Oreos if I wasn't paying attention, you know?
All right, here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do, Michelle.
Yes.
We have peaches on the list twice, 23 and 12. We're going to do 23 double stuff Oreo.
Tom, we also have a buttered roll on there a few times.
Well, I understand that, but there's variants on those butter rolls.
I understand.
That was just straight up peaches and peaches. I didn't see that many peaches since, what am I, the President of the United States of America concert? Okay, so what's
peaches
next, are
pretty weak,
Michelle?
In my opinion. Besides the double stuffed Oreos, I have on my personal list just a tube of mini M&Ms.
No, I'm sorry.
You don't like to just chug them. I like to just chug them.
Not gonna happen.
It's great on the go. They're tiny. They make a nice rattling sound.
You eat other food, right? Like just from a human concern.
I'm getting to the other food. This is like, I'm running you through like my diet.
Okay.
Like a day in the life. Okay, next on my list.
Woke up,
serving of,
got out of bed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jammed an Oreo in my head. That's your day in the life? Found my way downstairs and ate some snacks. Looking up, I ate some more snacks. Found my coat and grabbed my hat. Ate some rainbow Oreos in seconds flat.
That's me. But that's breakfast. And then for a snack, because snacks, I said a single serving of shrimp cocktail, because I really love shrimp, and I think that's a perfect snack, to be completely honest.
I can't put shrimp on this list.
Picture this, a large martini glass, and there's some, what's it called? What's that red sauce called? Cocktail sauce in the middle, like a little leaf of lettuce, right? And then you have five or six shrimps around the rim of the glass, and it's just for you, and it's your little snack.
It's an appetizer, Michelle. It's an appetizer, Michelle. It's appetizing because it's an appetizer.
You come home.
It's an appetizer. It's an appetizer. It's okay. It's an appetizer. You going to buy my book, Michelle?
I already pre-ordered it.
Okay. I'm just making sure. I need all the help I can get.
I was going to bring the book to the beach, bring my snack that I've packed, which is shrimp cocktail that I'm going to enjoy.
You better not wipe your mouth on my book.
I'll try not.
I better not see cocktail sauce smeared all over the pages.
I'm the type of person who's got to carry a type of bullpen around with them, if that tells you anything about me.
Okay. Now, what about this? Is there an Oreo cookie that you would consider dipping into the cocktail sauce?
Oh, I would dip a lemon Oreo into the cocktail sauce. I think that would be complimentary.
A lemon Oreo you would consider dipping into cocktail sauce?
Yeah, why not? There's lemon in cocktail sauce. I think the flavors balance each other out. Sweet and spicy.
Is there an Oreo cookie that you would pop the top shell off of? You call them shells?
No, but sure.
What do you call them?
Just
cookies?
Cookie. Yeah.
You pop the top cookie off. Imagine this. Is there an Oreo you'd pop the top one off, drop a peeled shrimp onto, and then put the thing back on?
Yeah, I think it would taste good with just the classic chocolate cookie.
What?
The chocolate pairs with everything.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Come on, a little pink shrimp in between two chocolate cookie wafers. Yum.
Okay, all right. You're not selling me on that. I'm sorry. You're on your own on that one, Michelle.
All right. What about this one?
Okay, what do you got?
This is pretty healthy, actually. Just a hard-boiled egg. That's a great snack.
That got suggested already. Hard-boiled egg.
You put like a little black pepper, a little salt. It's good. It's like a little protein boost.
No, I understand. I understand the appeal of that. And it is a viable snack. But it's not a top 50 snack.
Okay, fine. All right, wait. Would anybody say, okay, I have a specific brand in mind, but generally speaking, like seasoned pretzels, you know what I'm talking about? They're coated in butter.
We have honey mustard pretzel bites on here.
Okay, fine. All right, did anybody
That might be as close a neighbor to your seasoned pretzels.
All right, I do accept those as an answer. They are very close. All right.
Thank you.
Oh, wait, okay, I do have another. No, you already have popcorn. All right, what about pizza-flavored Pringles? Or I've just had the fried pickle Pringles. Those are really good.
Studio was pushing the combos, the pizza combos on me.
Ooh, those are really good. I agree with him on that.
The thing they're all good. This list could have 10,000 snacks on it, and we'd still be leaving things off. You're really going to say a pretzel? You're really going to say a pizza Oreo is going to beat out a peach?
A pizza Oreo? Yes, that blows a peach out of the water. Are you kidding me? It would be three layers. Picture this: it's a golden Oreo cookie. You have the white layer, which represents the mozzarella, a red layer of cream, which represents the tomato sauce, and then I'm just going to throw a green layer in there because I'm Italian, so it would be like Italian colors, and then it would be like representing the oregano. And it's a pizza-flavored Oreo.
All right.
And you're telling me that wouldn't blow a peach out of the water.
I feel like we got to cover all the bases on this. I feel like we got to have a nod to all the different types of snacks. I already got enough grief from H-Man when I tried to put when I was going too heavy on the buttered roll. I never got more grief in my life than that buttered roll.
That's where we disagree, Tom. Buttered roll, that's breakfast food. You're going to tell me shrimp cocktail is an appetizer, not a snack when it's a single serving.
Yeah, okay, well tell me, you're from New Jersey, right, Michelle?
Yes.
You ever pull into a Wawa and just quick grab a shrimp cocktail when you're on the go?
I don't know if they sell it, but if they did, I would.
If they did, they don't.
They got
buttered rolls up all day and all night. They don't pull them out at 10 a.m. and say, like, sorry, no more buttered rolls. You go to a 7-Eleven, quick check, Wawa, you get that buttered roll all day. They're there for the working people.
I think if working people have the option of shrimp cocktail, they would say that sounds good. That's cold, it's refreshing on a hot day, you're working outside in the summer. You feel like you can take a minute, close your eyes, take a whiff of the convenience store shrimp.
Well, what's next? Baked Alaska? I got to put baked Alaska on the list.
Fried clams, calamari.
Thank you. Fried clams, calamari. Ooh,
shrimp scampi.
Shrimp scampi.
Calamari.
What's next?
What about mozzarella sticks? Are they a snack?
That's a pretty good snack, actually. But that's the ultimate appetizer.
What about bagel bites?
Bagel bites?
Yeah.
Pierogies?
Pierogies are a meal to me, though. To me, they're a meal.
Dumplings?
Dumplings are a meal. To me, they're a meal. Bagel bites are tempting, but they're not going to make the list. I'm sorry. A bagel bite looks up at a buttered roll and says, someday if I succeed, I will be a buttered roll.
No way. You're crazy for that one.
Thank you. You're crazy for that. Okay. All right. Well, Michelle, where can people find you and track your Oreo adventures?
Well, what a great question. I just filmed a fresh Oreo review. You can find me on YouTube. It'll be out later this week. My YouTube name is Michelle the Oreo Head, and you can also find me on Instagram at Michelle the Oreo Head.
Michelle the Oreo Head?
I'm not announcing my Twitter publicly, but people find me anyway.
I just went over here and I looked. Look at these videos. Look at the return of S'mores Oreo. I've never seen a happier face than this. Your face is lit up like it's a Christmas morning.
It's the happiest I've ever been.
Oreo taste test. New carrot cake, dark chocolate, and love Oreos. We got to get the views up on these things. You're running a show here. We got to get you more followers.
I'm trying to, I'm really bad with posting, so I just did like a roundup of all the Oreos that I forgot to review. But it'll be out later this week. So, if you subscribe to my channel and, you hit that bell, you'll get notified when that drops.
All right. Very nice.
It's going to be a good one.
All right, Michelle. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tom. Good night.
Have a great night. Okay. Bye. Who else we got? Final call, one more?
We technically have one more. I told him it may
Let's do it fast. I'll do it fast with him, Pat. Thank you.
New carrot cake, dark chocolate. I love all
of it. Michelle, hi.
Yeah, hi. Tom?
This is Tom. Who's this?
Hi, Tom. This is Ali in Somerville.
Ali in Somerville, Massachusetts?
That is right.
What's up, Ali?
Nothing much. I guess I'm the last caller. I have a couple snacks for you.
Let's hear them.
All right. My favorite, Whoopie Pies. I don't know if anyone mentioned those.
No, they're not. We're not shooting an Oh Brother, Where Art Thou remake. Whoopie Pies are not going to make the list.
What about Nerds?
No, we're not shooting a Square Pegs reboot.
And I guess last, because I'm in New England, I should at least mention Necco Wafers.
No, those are gross.
The roll is a hit or miss.
Come on. You went 0-3, my friend. You fit right on those Red Sox of yours.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks, Tom. You have a good night.
No, but you have a great night, too. Thank you for the call, Ollie.
Bye.
All right. That concludes it. How about that?
It's Tom,
the best show.
Can I plug something real fast?
Yeah, what's that?
I am doing Jason Gore's Midlife Crisis one last time in New York City. One more time.
And when is that?
Monday, June 28th. And it's at the Squirrel Comedy Theater that is at Caveat. So that's going to be Monday, June 28th at 7:30. You can go to my Twitter, @SonicDork, or you can go to the website, jason-gore.com. To get the ticket link and all that jazz.
All right. That's exciting. Yeah. One final time.
Yeah.
Or little Jason flies a coop.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I want to say on a serious note, I'll just say real quick, I get the plugs out of the way. The book is, It Never Ends, comes out July 6th, 1 month away. It's available. TomWroteABook.com. You can check out the book plate. Everything's up there. Seriously, I will say this book, I've been working on this book for years. It's very important to me. If you got any press, angles, you want to help promote it, anything, everything counts. Everything. I got real people working this book. We're doing real interviews, all that. I'm just saying. You see an angle, you got a friend, whatever. I'm working this thing hard. This is my life's work in its own way has come to this book, and it's coming out in a month, and I'm very proud of it, and I'm very excited for everybody to finally get to read it. And go to TomWroteABook.com for more information about that. You support the show over at Patreon. That's the only way we make money on the show. No ads. Patreon.com/TheBestShow. There's all sorts of premiums and perks over there, and we take care of you there. And thank you to everybody who supports the show. We appreciate it. And on a serious note, I want to say that a longtime listener of the show passed away recently, and Kat from Raleigh was somebody who called the show regularly. Great caller, very sweet person. I met them at least once in the triangle when I went down and we did a show. I met Kat Sharpling and Worcester show. Sweet soul. It's a true loss. So young, so tragic. Kat, you will be missed. Thank you. And it's just beyond tragic. And I send my condolences to everybody who knew Kat and, who Kat touched in their lives. Yes, it's very sad and just nothing but, love and condolences for anyone who loved Kat. And we will be back next week. And thanks for listening. And let's say goodnight. Okay. Bye, everybody.